leading you up to first pitch. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show.
And cook a high drive deep left center field. That baseball's gone.
Get ready for the action with a preview of today's game, an interview, starting lineup, and so much more.
Here comes Sparks. The throw is late. Daryl Hernandez wins it in the ninth for the Shorebirds.
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, to Purdue Stadium here on a rather beautiful Friday evening here in Salisbury, Maryland. Sam Jelinek with you, getting you set for game 4 of 6 between the Salem Red Sox and your Delmarva Shorebirds. Salem has taken now the first 3 games of the series, guaranteeing them no worse than a split here this week. They picked up their 3rd win in a row over Delmarva last night with a 5-1 triumph. Shorebirds, basically a reverse of what happened Wednesday night, where they ended up with 4 runs on just 1 hit. Last night, Shorebirds, 1 run on 5 hits. Salem with a 5-1 victory as they were able to pound out double-digit hits, 10 of them total, and basically just a 4-run third inning for the Red Sox is what did Delmarva in. They had a couple of chances late, ended up stranding 10. For Salem's part, they stranded 13 of their own. Shorebirds did get some good pitching, though. Carson Carter, 3 shutout innings out of the pen. Alex Pham with 3 innings of 1-run ball as well. Connor Grady went the first 3, ended up giving up all 4 of his runs in that 3rd, as prior to that, he had thrown 2 scoreless. So today, a new day for Delmarva. They are now 9-21 on the season. They have lost 4 in a row. Salem on a 4-game winning streak at 15-15 on the season, back to 500. They are just 3.5 games back of the Fredericksburg Nationals, who have cooled off a good deal here over the past week. Shorebirds down in the cellar of the Northern Division, also worst record in the Carolina League, 9.5 games back of the Fred Nats. So, as always, here on Friday, it's a Felipe Friday. Got a chance to talk with Shorebirds manager Felipe Rojas Jr. prior to today's game, talking a little bit about the struggles of the team here over the past week, how you try to handle that with a group that is so new to full-season baseball, some of the roster moves that we've seen over the week that have both affected the Shorebirds and guys who are no longer with the Shorebirds, but it's still good news to see them moving up the ladder. So without any further ado, I'll go ahead, step aside, and now for our pregame chat with Shorebirds manager Felipe Rojas Jr. Here on the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show, it is, of course, Friday. That means we're chatting with Shorebirds manager Felipe Rojas Jr. Felipe, as always, thank you so much for the time. How are you doing? It's nice to be back at home, obviously. The weather hasn't been very great for it, but, you know, you've been sleeping in your own bed for the past couple of days as opposed to the 2 weeks on the road.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. It's always been great to come back home, especially after a couple of week road trip. Like you mentioned, the weather hasn't been as favorable, but we're expecting better weather. That's how it is, especially early in a season. And just happy to be back home to our setup, and you know, hopefully we take care of a lot these next couple of weeks.
And so far this week against Salem, the offense hasn't been where you wanted, but I've been very impressed by the way the pitching has handled that, because I know a lot of times when they see that the bats have gone a little bit silent, a lot of times pitchers can tend to stress on the mound a little bit and start thinking, you know, I can't give up a big inning here or there. But we saw last night Carson Carter, Alex Pham, Connor Grady, everybody threw really well. To see that the arms have reacted in that kind of way has got to be a good feeling for you.
Oh, yeah, I think we are, as a team, in a better place than we were 2-3 weeks ago. I know offensively we're scuffling a little bit, but that's part of it. I mean, the offense is the one thing that really go through those spells here and there, and it just happens. You just got to continue to trust the process and battle through it. But like I said, the pitching's been good. You know, guys are ramping up innings, which is great. And we're playing a lot better defense. Guys seem to be more engaged and the stuff that we're teaching, and it's part of the process. So, like I said, I think we are in a better place than we were a couple of weeks ago, and that's the key, that this kid make progress, and obviously we'll start playing better games.
And you mentioned it, you know, trusting the process, fostering a good environment where everybody can grow and learn. And that's something we were talking about before the interview, is that across language barriers within this clubhouse, you really feel that connection between everybody. How much does that mean to you, knowing that I know that a lot of the kids who came through the Dominican Republic Academy are kind of your second family, your children, to see that, you know, the guys stateside have accepted them as such? That's got to be pretty special.
Oh, yeah, pretty special, like you just said. I think our American kids have really taken our Latin guys under their wings. I know a lot of them play together last year. Obviously, it's a different situation, playing in a complex league and just kind of hanging at hotels and stuff. But this year has been awesome. Like, I expected things were going to be good, but it's been a lot better than what I expected. Guys, American guys are trying now to speak the language and identify with some of our kids and their situations. I even had guys earlier today coming up to me about, you know, the Dominican and their intention to maybe come visit one day. So, and that's what it means, all this whole process. I mean, been here a month, and I think we are pulling for each other. I think we are pushing each other to become better, you know, on the field, but also off the field, and better human beings.
And one guy that we had earlier in the season, for all of 5 days, I think, Benji Reyes. He just got called up to the big leagues. His first appearance there will be his major league debut. When I saw that notification come across the wire, I had a huge smile across my face. Denji was awesome for the week that he was here, and I know he had a huge impact on the entire pitching staff. But, you know, seeing what you did, he was able to come in, essentially show basically everybody, first time in full season, about this is how you act on a road trip, and now see him up in the bigs. That's a great moment all around.
Yeah, I think that was the same sentiment with the rest of the group. Like, you know, knowing what Denji did for us for only a week period of time, it was huge. He came in, he acted like a bruh. He understood where he was at, what he needed to do, just to kind of continue to get going. He was down in Florida, just kind of getting ready for the next step, and he did what he needed to do. And along the way, he impacted a lot of our kids. I remember, like, Denji, the day after he pitched, he offered to be the bat boy, and guys follow when they saw him doing that. And you lead by example. I mean, I know Denji's only 25 years old, but he's a guy that's been around for a little bit. He's pitched quite a little, and he's even become a minor league free agent before we sign him. So it means a lot to have a guy like that. And I think it rubbed on our younger guys.
We're officially a quarter of the way into the season. Yesterday was game number 30. What do you take away from the first 30 games here, just a little over a month in?
I mean, right now, nothing, to be honest, because it's a process. I know we definitely like to have a better win-lose records, but we know where we're at. We know where we're at, and we see the things that we're working on and that we were projecting to actually starting to flow, and that's what it is. Like I said, you know, earlier, you got to trust the process. Like, if you do, things are going to go your way sometimes. If you get too result-oriented early, you probably get a little frustrated, and we don't want that. We want to continue to trust the process, and I think guys are going to get better, and I think as has been the case the last, you know, few games, we're going to continue to play better baseball, and obviously I think win or losses are going to start, you know, changing a little bit.
Well, Felipe, as always, thank you so much for the time here today, and here's to a good rest of the week.
Thank you.
We'll be back with the Preston Automotive Group starting lineup here on the Shore Birds pregame show.
Asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Sam Jelinek here with you, getting you set for Friday night between the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Salem Red Sox. Game 4 of the series. Red Sox have taken the first 3. And this is their Preston Automotive Group starting lineup behind second-year manager Luke Montz here tonight. Edinson Paulino leads it off again. Third straight game out of the leadoff spot for him. He'll DH. Brainerd Bonacci back in the lineup. He'll bat second, play shortstop. Blaze Jordan, the third baseman, hits third after being ejected a night ago. Nico Cabanas, the first baseman, is the cleanup man. Tyler Miller in left field. Third different day, third different position for Tyler Miller here tonight. He'll bat fifth. Eduardo Vaughn, the center fielder, bats sixth. Phillip Sykes, the right fielder, bats seventh. Jose Garcia does the catching, hitting eighth, and Carson Simmons, the second baseman, bats ninth to round it out for Juan Daniel Encarnacion on the mound for Salem. Encarnacion 1-3 with a 6.10 ERA here this season. For the Shorebirds and first-year manager Felipe Rojas Jr., it's Luis Valdez, the second baseman. He'll lead it off. Daryl Hernandez, the DH, bats second. Noel Bert Romero, the third baseman, hits third. Isaac Bologna, right fielder, left fielder. He'll clean up, followed by Davis Tavares, the right fielder, who'll bat fifth. Michael Dazon out in center, he'll bat sixth, batting seventh. Creed Willems does the catching here tonight. Isaac De Leon, the shortstop, hits eighth. And Josue Cruz, first start of the week for him. He'll bat ninth for Shane Davis, who makes the start for Delmarva. Davis 1-2 with a 2.81 ERA. Your starting pitching matchup, Shane Davis with the Shorebirds, Juan Daniel Encarnacion for the Salem Red Sox. Shorebirds made a small transaction prior to today's game. They placed right-handed pitcher Keegan Gillis on the IL as he was dealing with a right shoulder strain. So he'll be gone for at least 7 days here. A little surprising to see him go on the shelf. He pitched pretty well back on Tuesday, dealt with some base runners, but fired a couple of scoreless frames. Obviously just not feeling up to par here this week, so he is on the shelf now. Shorebirds roster now at 28 again. Two open spots plus Shed Long in his minor league rehab. More news on Long, or more accurately, lack thereof of news. Still just recovering a little bit day by day, trying to figure out when he'll be able to hit the field again, continue his rehab, but he is still here with the team taking BP, both inside and out, getting treatment done on his leg, the one that he got hit on right on the knee, and then obviously it's that same leg that he's rehabbing after getting surgery on it during the offseason. So that's your Shorebirds roster update. Salem hasn't had any moves here this week, and now the Shorebirds are about to take the field, so that means it's time for the national anthem. And then first pitch. We'll go ahead, take a break, and have the start of tonight's game after. This has been the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ball game. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Counter, a bouncing ball, fair down the third baseline.
Two league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores, racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
Time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, to Purdue Stadium here in Salisbury, Maryland. It's time for Delmarva Shorebirds baseball. Sam Jelinek here with you as the Shorebirds play host to the Salem Red Sox for the fourth time this week. Shorebirds 9-21 in the season have dropped the first three games of the series to Salem. Red Sox with the three wins, now back at 500, 15-15. Shorebirds a season low, 12 games under 500 at 9-21. Shorebirds put the ball in the hand of their de facto ace so far this season, Shane Davis. He started opening night, and now on the year, he is 1-2 with a 2.81 ERA after probably his best outing of his so far brief professional career. Davis, 22 years old, 6'3", 180 pounds, out of Chesapeake, Virginia, by way of NC Central, was an undrafted free agent. Back in 2020, he's on the mound for Delmarva, and this is the defense that lines up behind him. It's Isaac Bologna in left, Michael Deson in center, Davis Tavares in right, Noelbert Romero at third, Isaac De Leon at short, Luis Valdez at second, Josue Cruz is at first, and Creed Willems does the catching for Shane out on the mound. Shorebirds here on Friday night, not in their typical Orange Friday garb. It's Star Wars night at the park, so the Shorebirds wearing Boba Fett jersey. Scott Boba, nice, big, and proud in the front. All other smattering of Star Wars stuff around the rest of the jerseys. Classic white pants with the Birds black cap. Salem alternates again into their red jersey with Salem on the front in blue. Blue numbers on the back. Shane, a turn back to center field, says a few inspiring words to himself, grabs the rosin bag. We're about to get off and running. Edinson Paulino steps into the box to lead it off for Salem here on a picture-perfect Friday night. Couple of gray clouds overhead, but right now temperature mid-70. Feels just right for playing ball. Davis into his wind, his first pitch of the game. It's a fastball just a little low. We're underway just a little late at 7:07 here on Friday night. 1-0 from Davis. Paulino takes a heater up high for ball two. Paulino leading off for the third straight game. Back-to-back days, he's actually led off the game with a base hit. Hits from the left side, the 2-0. Swings and fouls it back out of play, 2-1. On the season now, Paulino hitting 261, 778 OPS. Calm stance, the 2-1. Fastball lined to straightaway center. On comes Deson. He dives. He can't make the play, and it gets by him. Rolls all the way towards the wall. This will be trouble. Paulino around second. He's on his way to third, and he'll stop there standing with a leadoff triple here on Friday night. Deson gave it all he could out in center. Laid out full stretch towards the center of the diamond, but he got by him. And Paulino, after leading off the past two games with base hits, gets a little bit extra this time, a three base hit. And he's at third with nobody out. Brings up Rainer Bonacci, a shortstop for Salem. Switch hitter, bats left. Shorebirds infield will play back here with still nobody out in the game. Davis from the stretch, his first pitch. Fastball misses up and away for ball one. So for Paulino, that was his fifth triple of the season. Pretty good speed. Bonacci out of the lineup last night, starts here today. 1-0. He swings, it's a high chopper over the mound towards short, hits the lip of the grass, and kicks into center for a base hit. Bonacci aboard at first, coming home to score is Paulino, and it's an RBI single. And just about as much bad luck to start out a game, so you can imagine, for Shane Davis. The triple for Paulino, Deson dove, couldn't grab it. Bonacci, the high chopper up the middle, ended up hitting off the lip of the grass and then kicked into center as it stayed low. So a man at first, nobody out. It's 1-0 Red Sox, and Blaze Jordan the batter. Right on right matchup, Davis from the belt, the pitch. Breaking ball is low for ball one. Shane, like we said, coming off of a career-best outing against Columbia. Last Saturday, he threw six shutout innings, longest outing of his career, struck out a career-high seven as well. 1-0. Jordan checks his swing, curveball down and away for ball two. Allowed just three hits, one walk. Took him 70 pitches, as it was great to see him get over that hump, as the start prior against Augusta, he had worked into the sixth, but didn't record an out. 2-0. Jordan takes a fastball, center cut. Bell tied 2-1. So Shane finally able to dig a little bit deeper, pitch through the sixth. Came the second Shorebirds pitcher this season to complete six behind Juan de los Santos. Threw over to first, and Bonacci back in with a dive. Jordan at the plate was ejected from last night's game, the late going after his at-bat in the seventh when he struck out, had some issues with the pitch clock, somebody asking for time, and was kicked from the ball game. 2-1, fastball outside half, thigh high, 2-2. But prior to that, Jordan was authoring his third straight two-hit game to begin this series. Now six hits total, four extra base hits, including a homer. 2-2. Jordan swings and tattoos it foul, out of play, left field side. Count stays level at two. It's 1-0 Salem, top of the first. Paulino tripled. Bonacci base hit that kicked off the lip of the grass, stayed down on De Leon and squirted right by him. Middle infield at double play depth. 2-2 again. Fastball poked out of play, right field side. Jordan expanding the zone a little bit there as Davis able to ratchet it up to 95 on that one. Best Vila we've seen from Shane this season. Typically, he'll sit closer 89-92. Five-pitch mix, fastball, cutter, slider, curveball, changeup. 2-2 on Jordan, hitting 222 on the season. Throw over to first, and Bonacci back in with a dive again. Bonacci, two stolen bases on the season. He's been caught once as well. Nico Cavadas on deck. Still nobody out in the first. 2-2. Breaking ball, taps softly towards short. De Leon charges in, gloves in the grass, whips it to first, and retires Jordan. Up to second goes Bonacci. Only play De Leon had there. And there's one away. Now a man in scoring position for Nico Cavadas. Cavadas was inserted into the game last night for Jordan after he was ejected. Ended up getting one at-bat, grounded out. Left-handed batter hitting 272 on the season. Davis stares out at second. Now an inside move to the bag chases Bonacci back to the bag. Cavadas a 924 OPS, that's top five in the league. Two homers, 11 driven in. First pitch. Off speed, down the dirt. Nice block by Willems. 1-0. Shane has typically carved up lefties here to begin the season. Severe reverse splits. Lefties hitting just 153 against him coming into tonight. Righties were hitting 235. 1-0. Fastball just a little bit low. Can't get the call from home plate umpire Brian Laws. Crewmate Shea Graham out in the field here today. 2-0 on Cavadas with a base open at first. Bonacci at second, 1-0 Salem in the first. Davis is 2-0. And Cavadas, a soft liner, that'll drop into right field for a base hit. Towards the line, Tavares goes to grab it. Around third, coming home to score is Bonacci without a play as the throw goes into second. RBI single for Nico Cavadas. He's driven in 12 on the season. And it's 2-0 Salem here in the first. So after Davis had allowed a combined two runs over his past three outings, he's been tagged for two here in the first. This isn't the first time that Salem has seen Davis in his career either. Obviously, not many players on this Salem roster saw him last year, but there are still a few like Cavadas. Tyler Miller, the batter, open stance from the left side. Here's the pitch. He swings and pops it up. Foul ground, third base side. Romero giving it a look, but it's back into the seats. Fan tried to make a barehanded catch, had to bang off the palm. Strike one. There you go. Give the ball to a kid. Didn't get any applause for it, though. Typically, you'll get some good karma for that. Guess not. 0-1 on Miller, playing a different position for the third straight game. Playing left field today, played first base last night, third base the night before that. The pitch swung on and popped up again. Over top the Shorebirds dugout and into the seats. And it's 0-2. Davis now at 18 pitches here in the first. Shane has crossed the 70-pitch threshold each of his past four outings. As Cavada's at first, one out, it's 2-0 Red Sox in the first. 0-2. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Back foot, Miller swings over top it. Davis with his first strikeout of the game. And there's two away here in the first. Brings up Eduardo Vaughn. Vaughn digs in from the right side. Hitting 222 on the season. 635 OPS for the 20-year-old out of Panama. First pitch. Slider hangs a little bit above the belt for ball one. Don't see too many Panamanians throughout minor league baseball, the majors for that matter. Main one that comes to mind, at least in my recent memory, of course, is Phillies catcher Carlos Ruiz. 1-0. Fastball in the inside corner, 1-1. Shorebirds did have a Panamanian on the roster to begin the season, Hector Lopez from Panama. Man at first, two outs, 2-0 Sox in the first, the pitch. Swing and a miss, hard slider down and away. Willems keeps it within arm's reach. Cavada's not going anywhere. It's 1-2. On deck, Phillip Sykes, if we get that far in the inning. Two runs home in the inning for Salem on three hits. Triple, single, single. Davis set the belt. Feet together. High leg kick, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 95. Little off the outside edge. Vaughn chases it. And Davis with back-to-back strikeouts ends his first. But Salem gets to him first with two runs. As we go to the bottom half of the first, it's Salem 2 and Delmarva coming to bat here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts at Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. For even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds, maybe even win some awesome prizes, head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and game advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road for the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Bottom of the first, Shorebirds in an early hole trail, 2-0 to the Red Sox. Top of the order here for the Birds. First time at bat against Juan Daniel Encarnacion on the mound for Salem. This is the defense. Manager Luke Montz sets up behind him. It's Tyler Miller in left, Eduardo Vaughn in center, Phillip Sykes in right. Luis Valdez already In the box on the left side is Encarnacion into his wind. His first pitch of the game, Valdez swings and flares it in the air. Foul ground, third base side. Blaze Jordan gives it a look, but runs out of room for strike one. Obviously, Blaze Jordan at third. Brainer Bonacci at short. Carson Simmons at second. Nico Cavadas at first. And Jose Garcia does the catching for Juan Daniel Encarnacion. A familiar name, at least last name, around Purdue Stadium the past couple of years. 0-1. Valdez slices it out of play, left field side, 0-2. J.C. Encarnacion, Gene Carlos, had to play with the Shorebirds for parts of three seasons. Juan Daniel out of San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. Leg kick, the 0-2. Fastball runs outside, 1-2. 6'2", 173 pounds, 21 years old, making his sixth start of the season. 1-3 with a 6'10 ERA. Works from the first base side of the rubber into his wind, the 1-2. And Valdez, a soft grounder towards short. Bonacci, a shuffle step to his left, gloves, and throws to first to retire Luis to open up the home half of the first. 2-0 Salem here with one away. And Encarnacion, in now 21 innings, has punched out 22, walked 7, 23 hits, 14 runs, 14 earned. There's high Red Sox, covers his face with his glove. Now into his wind, twists up the leg in the first pitch. Daryl Hernández is cut on and missed for strike one. Daryl DHing here tonight, trying to regain his form from basically the first four-plus weeks of the season. Knew a cold spell would bound to happen. 0-1. Fastball outside half, it's 0-2. Daryl, though, now mired in an 0-for-14 slump, easily the longest that he's had this season. Hitless in his past four games. Down to the count, 0-2, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball up, 92 there from Encarnacion. And he sits down Hernández, and there's quickly two away here in the first. I'll bring up Noelbert Romero. Two outs, nobody on. Red Sox up 2-0. Encarnacion spent last year the entire summer down in the FCL. Pitched pretty well. 2-1 with a 2.96 ERA. Leg kick, his first pitch to Romero. Noelbert taking all the way. Fastball down the middle for strike one. 45 2/3 innings last year. He struck out 56, walked just 11. So this start of the year for Encarnacion, certainly a little out of character compared to last year. 0-1. Pass ball down and away, 1-1. Noel Bird hitting, 2 outs, base is empty. Bird's down 2-0 here in the first. 283 average on the year for Romero. 850 OPS. 1-1. Swing and a miss, out in front of a changeup. 1-2. Romero, a two-hit game last night, a triple. Also had a base hit. Right-on-right matchup, and Encarnacion the windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss, got him, hard slider down and away. Back-to-back strikeouts for Juan Daniel Encarnacion in a 1-2-3 first. We move to the second, it's 2-0 Salem here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for. Life's twists and turns that it has in store. Is this the little moments where
we have a very special birthday now tonight? It's Asher, who's celebrating his 6th birthday. Give him one big round of applause. We're very excited to celebrate tonight. Asher celebrating his 6th birthday.
Your little league team wants to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds. Simply choose an available game, and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that game's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 411-1-9-3-1-2 or go to shorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare bone. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Top of the second, it's a 2-0 early lead for Salem. Red Sox with two runs in the first. Shorebirds in the early hole. 7-8-9 due up for the Red Sox. Sykes, Garcia, and Simmons against Shane Davis trying to settle into this ball game. Not used to seeing Shane A, struggle, or B, give up runs here over the late going. His past three starts combined, he had gone 15 innings, allowing just two earned runs. First pitch to Phillip Sykes, breaking ball down and away for ball one. Shane was just dominant against Columbia. 1-0. Sykes fouls it straight back, 1-1. Had a feeling it was going to be the case going into that game. Got the lineup from the Fireflies about 4 hours before first pitch, and they were loaded with left-handed hitters. We talked about Shane's reverse splits back in the first inning. 1-1. Curveball drops in down the middle. 1-2 on Sykes. Sykes hitting .204 on the season, .597 OPS. Right-handed batter. And Shane, not one oblivious to stats. 1-2. Swung on and popped up, back and out of play. Count will remain 1-2. Knows very well that he pitches far better against lefties than he does righties. He said he doesn't really know why, but he has taken notice of it on the mound. So when he saw that 8 of 9 hitters for Columbia would bat from the left side, his eyes lit up. 1-2. Just a little bit high. Looked like the cutter there, it just never dropped like you would have expected a slider to. Count level at 2. Davis the full wind and the pitch. Swung on and skied back behind home plate. Willems, the catcher, off with the mask in front of the backstop, runs out of room as it's about three rows deep. And Sykes manages to stay alive. I've talked with Shane about his reverse splits, and he's not quite sure if it's a chicken or the egg type of deal. He said he doesn't particularly like pitching against lefties any more than he does righties. But given how much success he's had against lefties, well, now he kind of prefers it. 2-2. Swung on and lined to short, knuckles on De Leon. He knocks it down, picks it up at his feet, and throws to first to retire Sykes. Man, that ball dropped straight out of the air. Bottom fell out of it. De Leon looks down at his glove, but that was a wicked knuckleball at 90-plus miles an hour. I don't blame you, De Leon. Able to recover, and it's a 6-3 putout here to begin the second. Thing just took a nosedive when it got, as soon as he got out to Isaac. It's lucky just to keep it in front. Now Jose Garcia takes a fastball high and tight for ball one. One out here in the second, it's 2-0 Salem. Garcia, the catcher, had a multi-hit game last night. 1-0. He swings and pops it out of play. First base side, 1-1. It's a three-hit game for Garcia. He came into the contest with two hits total on the year. Now 5 for 28. 1-1 delivery. Breaking ball slapped the other way. Foul. Counts 1-2. 2-0 Red Sox. Top of the second. Two runs in the first for Salem. Three hits. Triple. Two singles. Davis is 1-2. Fastball outside. 2-2. Now marks the fourth straight game in the series that Salem has scored first, as the Red Sox have not trailed for a single pitch of this series. 2-2. Chopped on the ground, foul down the third baseline by the third base coach Luke Montz and on to the Shorebirds bullpen. Not much wind to speak of here. Flag out in center for the moment. Relatively inactive. A couple of clouds overhead. Nothing too threatening compared to what we thought we were going to get. 2-2 again. Breaking ball is high and the count's full. Right now, just some dark clouds out beyond the horizon and overhead. Pretty clear. Payoff pitch to the plate. And Garcia foul tips it, held on to by Willems. Strike three. Davis with his third strikeout of the game gets him to chase the high cheddar. And there's two away here in the second. This is probably honestly the best weather that we've had all week, even the days where there wasn't rain threatening. It was either exorbitantly windy, 30 miles an hour plus, or stingingly cold. First pitch to Carson Simmons. misses inside. It almost looked like Willems and Davis got crossed up a little bit there. Willems reaching towards the inside corner, never really handled that pitch. Ball one. Shorebirds down 2-0 here in the second. Simmons sitting 196 on the season, 489 OPS. Davis the rock and the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Fastball letter high. 1-1. Talking with Shorebirds development coach Colin Murray about Davis's arsenal, he said Shane has a very high spin rate fastball. 1-1. Fastball outside corner, 1-2, meaning that he can play with it up in the zone. Just has to be a little careful with it since his velocity isn't high-end premium. Can get bit a bit. 1-2, breaking ball just inside. The count's 2-2. You can get away with 99 at the letters sometimes. 92, leaving a bit more up to chance. 2-2 to the plate. Fastball just outside. Davis, a little hop skip off the mound. Snaps the ball back into his glove. Have to reset here. The count now full for the second straight batter. Two outs, nobody on in the second. Payoff pitch. Fastball, soft liner into shallow center. That'll drop in for a base hit over towards the Allie Day zone. Goes and picks it up. And Carson Simmons with a two-out single here in the second. Good job keeping his hands inside that inside fastball, able to barrel it up. Clears the bottom of the order, and Edinson Paulino, the leadoff man, steps in. Started the game with a triple. Line drive out to center. Desone dove, couldn't grab it. Went to the wall. Later score on Panacci's single. First pitch to him. He swings and misses, breaking ball down low. Strike one. Shorebirds looking for length out of Davis here today. They only had to use three pitchers yesterday. Both Carter and Pham going three innings apiece. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Again, off speed below the knees. It's 0-2. That probably rules out Pham and Carter the rest of the series. And with Keegan Gillis hitting the shelf, that's one fewer arm out in the pen. Shorebirds have nothing but solo guys going the rest of the week. No tandems. 0-2, runner breaks from first, and Paulino a high fly ball to right. Medium deep, Tavares wanders in a few steps and makes the catch. Right fielder puts it away and retires the side here in the second. Davis works around the two-out single, and we go to the bottom of the second. Shorebirds trail 2-0 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scrapple and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today.
Bottom of the second, Shorebirds trailing the Red Sox 2-0. Sam Jelinek here on Friday night from Purdue Stadium. Star Wars night out at the ballpark a little bit later than May the 4th. But it's always a good time to have the Force with you, and the Shorebirds not on the good side of it. Trail 2-0 as we begin the second. Isaac Baloney leads it off. Juan Daniel Encarnacion retired the side in order in the first. So 4-5-6 here in the inning. Baloney switch hitter bats from the left side. And Encarnacion, the righty, fires home. This is down and away for ball one. Baloney hitting 235 now in the season, 759 OPS though. 1-0. He swings and skies one out beyond second. It'll drift toward shallow left. Shortstop Bonacci calling for it. Backpedals a little and puts it away, making it look relatively easy on a ball that
kind of fluttered on him a bit. One away here to begin the second. Four outs on just 13 pitches for Juan Daniel Encarnacion to start his night. Like we said, Encarnacion has gotten off to a pretty rocky start to begin the season. ERA above 6. Davis Tavares now the batter, right fielder. Right-handed stick in the first pitch. He swings and fouls it back out of play for strike one. 2-0 Red Sox, bottom two, one out. Tavares, two homers, 11 driven in on the season, a 544 OPS. And Encarnacion from the first base side deals home. And Tavares swings and misses through the letter-high fastball. It's 0-2. And Encarnacion has found a little bit of success this season, but it was about a month ago now. 0-2, fastball up 1-2. Four shutout innings on just 44 pitches in his second start of the season. And since then, it's been mostly downhill. 1-2 on Tavares. And Encarnacion, the rock and the pitch. And Davis slugs one out to deep left field. Miller going back, looks up at the wall, and it one hops off the base of the wall. Tavares around first, speeding towards second, and he'll get in there with a feet first slide ahead of the throw. It's a one-out double for Davis Tavares as he hits one over the head of Miller and left. He's there at second with one away here in the second. Davis needed that one in the worst way. Had been 0 for his last 11. Fourth double of the year for him. That brings up Mishael Desson. And at second, one out in the second. Shorebirds down 2-0. Desson from the right side. First at-bat of the game for him. Hitting 220 on the season through 100 at-bats. The pitch. Fastball sinks down and in for ball one. 541 OPS on the season for Desson. No homers, five driven in, just hasn't tapped into his power quite like you would have expected for somebody 6'4", 210. 1-0. Slow breaking ball splits the middle, belt high. And Encarnacion gets away with that one. 1-1. Talking with the scout prior to today's game. Leave him unnamed, but works with the Tigers. And he said Desson actually the most impressive of any Shorebird on the roster. 1-1. Desson swings and lines it out towards right center. Vaughn on the run. Center fielder won't get there. He's able to cut it off in the alley. Around third, here comes Tavares to score. Desson hangs on at first with an RBI single. And the Shorebirds cut the deficit in half here in the second. It's a 2-1 game. And I think that's what the Tigers scout was seeing out of Desson, that he just has that natural ability to put bat on ball. He has all the physical tools necessary as well, just about tapping into it. Maybe that'll get him going. Desson with his sixth RBI of the season. That brings up Creed Willems, the catcher. Man, at first it's a 2-1 game. Slide step home in the first pitch. Willems swings and fouls it off at the plate for strike one. Desson, like Tavares, breaking a pretty lengthy hitless streak. Had been 0 for 14. Willems actually liked Desson, 0 for his last 14 as well. Can't hold back on a changeup down and away as Willems swings through it half-heartedly. It's 0-2. Creed just 18 years old, 2 for his first 38 here at the Shorebirds. Chokes up on the bat, man at first, one out, the pitch. He swings and golfs one high in the air to shallow center. Everybody converges. Shortstop Bonacci gets called off by the second baseman Simmons, who makes the catch out in shallow center. And there's two away.
Now batting the shortstop, number 17.
2-1 Shorebirds trail in the second. Now 2 outs, a man at first, and Isaac De Leon the batter. De Leon got his first hit of the series last night, an RBI triple out to right center. His first three-bagger of the year. Right-on-right matchup, and Encarnacion high set. Here's the pitch. Desson runs. The pitch a called strike. The throw to second on a hop. Not in time. Desson with his seventh stolen base of the season. Now in scoring position with 2 outs for De Leon. Who's now down in the count 0-1. On deck, Josue Cruz if we get that far in the inning. De Leon hitting .150, a homer, 7 driven in, 571 OPS. Man at second, that's the tying run, 2 outs in the second. The pitch. Yanked outside, 1-1. It's mostly fastball, slider, changeup for Encarnacion. De Leon, hands held high. Look out to second. Now the 1-1. And De Leon hits it high in the air to right, chasing Sykes back, settles under it. Medium deep right, makes the catch, retires De Leon, and ends the inning. But the Birds do get on the board. Michael DeSone, an RBI single, cuts the lead in half for Salem. We go to the third. It's the Red Sox 2 and the Shorebirds 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds. Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Oh, Brad's buzz.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the third, now a 2-1 game. Shorebirds trailing the Red Sox. Shane Davis back to work for Delmarva. Faces Brainerd Panacci for Salem. Here to kick off the third. 2-3-4 due up. Davis stranded a man at first and the second after giving up 2 runs in the first. Goes into his windup, his first pitch to Bonacci. It's off the end of the bat, cued foul off the Birds' dugout third base side. Strike 1 to begin the third. Bonacci, an RBI single his first time up. It's more luck than anything. He hit a chopper over the mound. 0-1. Breaking ball top of the zone and it's 0-2. And it hit off the lip of the grass right before the shortstop De Leon could field it. Kept the ball down, and it basically sprung it loose. 0-2, Bonacci swats it in the air out to left. Baloney backs up a few steps, still gliding back in front of the warning track. He puts it away as that ball kept on carrying on him a bit more than I think he thought it would. That's the first out of the inning. Brings up Blaze Jordan. He grounded out to short his first time up. Talked a little bit his first time up that obviously played very well this series with 6 hits. He's turned it on of late. Now on a 10-game hitting streak. Right-handed batter, the first pitch. Slider down and away for ball 1. Started the year pretty quietly. Obviously his average now at 235 on the season. The pitch, Jordan swings, hits a chopper to third. Nice backhand pick by Romero. Gets back up to his feet, throws to first, and gets Jordan on a nice stab by Romero at third with a 5-3 put out. Romero had to go to the backhand, down to a knee, spun himself around, and then threw out Jordan with plenty of time to spare for the second out of the inning. And that's the kind of growth that Felipe Rojas Jr. and the rest of the Shorebirds want to see out of this bunch. That is a play. First pitch comes home to Nico Cavadas. It's inside for ball 1. That's a play maybe even a week ago. Noel Burt probably doesn't have the confidence to make. Seen him boot similar plays. Shorebirds have struggled defensively. Second in the league in errors with 54. The pitch, Cavadas rips it foul into the picnic deck first base side for strike 1. So to see him stick with that, make it look very fluid, very easy. Step in the right direction. 2-1 Two outs, nobody on. Cavadas, an RBI single his first time up. The pitch. Curveball misses high for ball two. 2-1 Salem, top of the third. Shane, a camel-colored glove. The 2-1, Cavadas swings and pops it up left side of the diamond. In comes the third baseman, Romero. He calls for it and makes the catch on the infield grass to retire Cavadas for a 1-2-3 inning for Shane Davis. We go to the bottom of the third. Shorebirds down 2-1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi, fans. This is Sam Gellinick, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around the village of upstate New York. Baseball holiday convention weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today, July 22nd through 25th, for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Bottom three, it's Salem 2 and Delmarva 1. Shorebirds coming to bat. They have 9-1 and 2. Two up, Josue Cruz leads it off against Juan Daniel Encarnacion. Shorebirds getting their first hits and their first run off of him in the second. Josue gets his first at-bat of the week after sitting out the first three games. Big left-handed batter, 6'5", 230. Encarnacion, the righty, deals home. And fastball misses outside to start the at-bat, ball one. Shorebirds two hits in the second. Double for Tavares. DeSone singled him home right after. Cruz hands held high. The 1-0. Takes just off the inside corner for ball two. Josue now a 447 OPS on the season. Hitting 139. 2-0. Cruz swings and rips it on the ground. Foul first base side. 2-1. Josue coming off of a pretty rough road trip. Over the 2 weeks, he went 1-for-27. His only hit coming against Columbia. That was that Wednesday morning game. He had an RBI single. 2-1 offering. Takes a fastball just a little bit high. 3-1. So Cruz 0 for his last 11 now. Leading off the third, the 3-1. He takes outside, ball four, and Encarnacion can't find the strike zone on him. First walk of the game for Encarnacion's the leadoff one here in the third, and the lineup flips to the top and Luis Valdez. And that is something that will get pitching coaches and managers not quite hot at this level, but it's one thing they want to impress on their young pitchers as much as possible. Don't walk the leadoff man, and certainly don't walk the leadoff man if it's the number nine hitter. Actually saw pitching coach for Salem, Nick Green, take out his little black notebook. Sure that he was writing that down to remind Encarnacion. First pitch to Luis Valdez is cut on and missed for strike one. Valdez, the leadoff man for the Shorebirds, grounded to short his first time up. Cruz at first, nobody out. Birds trail 2-1, bottom three. Valdez open stance, rocks back and forth. 0-1. Valdez rips it on one hop off the glove of the second baseman, Simison, into shallow right. Cruz throws on the brakes at second, and Valdez safely aboard at first as the Birds put the first two on to begin the inning. That'll be an E4 on Simmons. The ball was smoked, but it was right at him. Just slipped through his hands.
So two on and nobody out for Daryl Hernandez. Hernandez, like we mentioned, in his coldest run of form this season, 0 for 15. Past five games, first pitch. Breaking ball splits the middle for strike one. Daryl's still been getting off good swings. He's been swinging and missing a little bit more than normal. But it's been more for me. He hasn't been squaring up the pitches that it felt like he had been during the first 4 weeks of the season. Hands held high, the 0-1. Slider outside, 1-1. With the cold spell, Hernandez has seen his average drop below 300 for the first time this year. His OPS below 900 as well, now at 880. Two on, nobody out. Birds down, 2-1 in the third. 1-1. He swings and fouls it straight back. Chased a pitch up and out of the zone. 1-2, and I think that's the other thing that we've seen more from Daryl of late than anything, is chasing just a little bit more out of the zone, especially up. He's done a good job of laying off breaking pitches down and away. Every now and again, his eyes can light up on the fastball up and out of the zone. Cruz at second, Valdez at first, nobody out. Right on right matchup, and Encarnacion from the letters fires home, and Hernandez cues it off the end of the bat off the Red Sox dugout first base side, and we stay at 1-2. Nice crowd on hand here on Friday night. Weather is held off. It is a gorgeous Friday evening. Been mid-50s all week, now mid-70s. Just a nice night for ball. 1-2 again. Hernandez swings, foul tips it, held on to by Garcia. And Encarnacion, a big strikeout, sits down Hernandez for the second time tonight. And there's one away. Brings up Noelbert Romero, who is a strikeout victim his first time up as well. Romero, three homers, seven driven in on the season. OPS at 837. Two on, one out. The pitch. He swings and misses. Change up down low. Gets away from Garcia briefly. Able to corral it up the third baseline. Cruz not going anywhere. Strike one. And that is something to really keep an eye on the bases here, as Cruz as the lead runner with Valdez behind him. Valdez could probably lap Cruz around the bases if he wanted to. Has to make sure that Josue runs before Luis wants to take off. Otherwise, we'll get a traffic jam. 0-1. Romero swings and misses through the off speed. It's 0-2. So Encarnacion, leadoff walk, error. Punched out Hernandez, now trying to do the same to Romero. And at first and second, one out. It's a one-run game. Birds trail in the third. The pitch. Romero swings and misses. Fastball outer half. Can't connect. Down on strikes for the second time tonight. So it'll be up to Isaac Bologna. Popped out to short his first time up. Bologna delivered the big hit back on Wednesday, the only hit of the game for the Shorebirds, a two-run single in the seventh. The pitch, he swings and misses, breaking ball down for strike one. Isaac was very much aware that the Shorebirds were being no-hit at that point. Said it felt good to finally get the team off the schneid that night, even though that was the only hit they'd get. 0-1. Cut on and missed. Back foot changeup. It's 0-2. So the Shorebirds put the first two on in the inning, and they're still out there. First and second, two out. Birds down, 2-1 in the third. 0-2. Bologna swings and misses, and after Encarnacion sees the first two reach, he strikes out the next three to avert crisis and get out of the jam. We're on to the fourth. It's still Salem 2 and Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi, fans. This is Sam Gelnick, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds anywhere, all the time? To purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gallant on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and licensed sports. Make your plans today, July 22nd through 25th. Induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Manny Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Top of the fourth, Shorebirds still down 2-1 to the Red Sox after letting a golden opportunity slip through their fingers in the last of the third. Put the first two on, but strand them there. Tyler Miller leads it off for the Red Sox in the fourth. 5-6 and 7 against Shane Davis. Shane the righty into his wind, his first pitch of the inning. Change up on the inside corner for strike one. Miller, left-handed batter, struck out swinging against Davis back in the first. Shane has been money since that first inning. 0-1. Change up, down, and away, 1-1. Back-to-back scoreless frames. He's retired four in a row at a 1-2-3 third. From the middle of the rubber is 1-1. Swung on and popped up, back and out of play. 1-2. Miller picked out of Auburn last season. Ninth round pick. Was the second time he'd been drafted. Got picked out of high school, 23rd round, actually by the Pirates. The pitch. Fastball high all the way to the backstop, 2-2. His final year with the Tigers last season, Miller hit .313 in the SEC at a .955 OPS. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball letter high. Davis gets him to swing through it, and Shane up to four strikeouts here tonight. Last time out, he set a career high with 7 punchouts. He said he actually knew that he was going for his career high. When he went back out for the sixth, he wanted to get both the 6 innings, the shutout, and set the new career high in punchouts. But it came up on him pretty quick, so he allowed a single with 1 out. Goes into his wind, first pitch to Eduardo Vaughn. Breaking ball outside half for strike one. And Creed Williams threw out the runner at second, so there were suddenly 2 away. And Shane had one final chance to get the 7 strikeouts. 0-1. Breaking ball hit down the third baseline. Back of the bag, Romero dives. Fields throws the first in time. Noelbert Romero with a sensational play back of the bag. Dives full extension, gets up to his feet. A one-hop strike. Retires Vaughn, and there's 2 away here in the fourth. So Shane getting a little help from Romero at third. And Luke Montz actually giving him a little bit of kudos down in the third base coach's box to boot. First pitch to Phillip Sykes is a breaking ball low for ball one. 2-1 Salem, top of the fourth. Davis has retired 6 in a row, trying to make it 7. The 1-0. Sykes swings and misses. Neck-high fastball, 1-1. Sykes grounded out to short his first time up. Was more a line-out that De Leon saw. Knuckle on him, knocked it down, and made the play. 1-1. Breaking ball misses inside for ball 2. Sykes, actually like Miller, has been drafted twice as well. Though for Sykes, it was first out of JUCO, 33rd round in 2019. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball 2-2. And then in the 18th round last year out of TCU. We never saw Sykes with Salem last year. He stayed down the FCL. 2-2 pitch, breaking ball in the dirt. Sykes lays off and the count's full. Red Sox up 2-1, doubling up Delmarva, both runs and hits. 2-1 runs, 4-2 on hits. 3-2 pitch on its way. And Sykes pops it up. Foul ground, first base side in front of the Salem dugout. Willems in front of the backstop runs out of room. About 4 rows deep and on a hop, the kid is able to reel it in. He goes nuts, gets the big high five from Dad. Heck of a play.
So the count's still full on Sykes here. 2 outs, top four. Shorebirds down 2-1. Payoff pitch again. Fastball way high. Sykes didn't have to think about that one. Draws ball four. First walk of the game issued by Davis. And there's a man at first with 2 outs for Jose Garcia. Garcia struck out his first time up. A three-hit game last night. Catcher for the Red Sox. Right-handed batter. Davis from the stretch for the first time in a while. In the first pitch, Garcia swings and misses for strike one. First base runner Shane Zalowson's back in the second. Garcia, 38th round pick, back in 2017 out of FIU. 0-1. Fastball way inside. He jackknifes out of the way, 1-1. That's one of the sad things with both the contraction of the minors and then subsequently the contraction of the MLB draft. We don't have guys like Garcia moving forward. 1-1. He swings and pops it in the air down the right field line. Long run for the right fielder Tavares into the Salem bullpen. He reaches out and plucks it out of the air right in front of the mound. A lot of ground covered by Davis Tavares to end the inning. And Shane Davis with his third straight scoreless frame sends us to the bottom of the fourth. Still Salem on top 2-1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games in 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to shorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Brad's buzzed.
Yeah, he's starting with the Woos. I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the fourth, Salem leading Delmarva 2-1. Sam Jelinek with you here on Friday night from Purdue Stadium. Shorebird trying to snap a four-game losing streak. They've also now lost eight in a row here at home going back to April when they dropped the final five of their series with Myrtle Beach. Dropped the first three of this series with Salem now. Davis Tavares leads it off. Just made a fine running play to end the top of the inning. He swings the first pitch and dribbles it foul to the backstop for strike one. Davis doubled and then scored back in the second on DeSone's RBI single. Trying to kick something off here in the fourth. 5, 6, and 7 here against Juan Daniel Encarnacion. 0-1. Tavares chops it foul down the third base line. 0-2. Encarnacion saw the first two reach in the third on a walk and an error. And after that, struck out three in a row. He's now got five in the game. Righty works on the first base side of the rubber. High Red Sox. Goes into his wind, the 0-2. Fastball up and in, 1-2. It might just be my eyes, but I swear Encarnacion's socks, the color red, is actually different than his jersey. One, two. Breaking ball down the dirt, and the count's even at 2. Which, given the fact, honestly, that they are a Red Sox affiliate, called the Red Sox, you'd think that they would get that as accurate as they would possibly want. My guess is 2-2. Fastball just outside, and the count's full that Salem's red might be just a twinge different than what
Boston's is and that the Sox and Encarnacion has are issued by the Boston Red Sox themselves. 3-2. Tavares swings and misses, can't connect on the high fastball. Four straight strikeouts for Encarnacion, and no matter the Sox, he is shoving here tonight. So 1-0 nobody on for Michael Deson. He singled, drove home Tavares his first time up. Right-handed batter. Into the one, the first pitch, he swings and fouls it back. Out of play for strike one. Shorebirds down 2-1, last of the fourth. Delmarva has not held a lead here the entire week. Right-on-right matchup. 0-1. Misses outside, 1-1. Deson, a good of a frame for a 19-year-old that you want to dream on as you could possibly want. 1-1. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Chase the slider outside, 1-2. 6'4", 210, already well built, but still could add probably another 20 to 30 pounds and wouldn't even notice. 1-2. Fastball just a little bit low. Deson gets the call and the count's even at 2. Red Sox doubling up. Shorebirds here in the fourth, 2-1. Gonzalez peeks in over the glove. Black leather, red laces, the pitch. Fastball, called strike three, outside corner. Deson, no luck the second time around. Gets one call, but not the second. And Encarnacion, with five straight strikeouts, now has seven in the game. Brings up Creed Willems, 2 outs, nobody on. Encarnacion in a groove. Willems bats from the left side, the first pitch home. Willems takes down and in, fastball forces him to kick his foot out of the way for ball one. Willems, left-handed batter, popped down to second his first time up. Infield plays him to pull, the 1-0. He takes inside, pushes him off the plate again, 2-0. Fastball outside corner, 2-1. Funny thing is, Creed, despite growing up in Texas, actually grew up a Red Sox fan. He said his older brother, who's now 26, he grew up a Yankees fan. And it, Creed being classic younger brother, 2-1, he swings and pops it up, out of play. Right field side, that'll get into the seats, count even at 2. Creed did anything in his power to constantly antagonize his older brother. So his brother a Yankees fan, he became a Red Sox fan. Although now, of course, he is a full-throated Orioles fan. 2-2 pitch. Willems swings and lofts it in the air down the first baseline. First baseman Cavadas doesn't see it. Luckily for him, the second baseman Simmons is there. And shallow right next to the line to put it away. For the final out of the inning, Birds go down 1-2-3 here in the fourth. We're on to the fifth. Salem leads it 2-1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you. Or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Top of the fifth here from Purdue Stadium. Now a rainy Purdue Stadium. Shorebirds trailing the Red Sox 2-1. Skies opening up in between the inning. At first it was coming down pretty hard, but now it's tapered off a good deal. Everybody's run for cover underneath the concourse, but we'll play on. Leading it off for the Red Sox is the second baseman, Carson Simmons. 9-1-2. Due up here against Shane Davis, who was fired three shutout innings after giving up two in the first. So one to Simmons. Fastball misses just a little bit low for ball one. One. Simmons chops it on the ground to third. Romero waits back on it, picks it on the backhand, fires across the diamond, and pulls Cruz off the bag. Simmons able to beat it out. Romero made his choice when it came off the bat, decided to wait back instead of charging in on it. Had to get rid of it quickly, trying to fire a dart, lost control. And that's an error on Romero. Lineup flips the top, and Edinson Paulino is 1-for-2 with a triple back in the first, came around to score. Left-handed batter, Davis, the stretch in his first pitch is swung on and fouled back and out of play for strike one. Rain still falling, if ever so slightly at this point. Pretty few and far between, thankfully, as that was just a very quick shower. 0-1. Paulino lines it into right center field. That's down for a base, and it'll split the gap. Center fielder Deson cuts it off. Speeding into second, though, is Paulino with a double. Off of third is Simmons. The Birds throw behind him, and the ball skips into the dugout. Simmons will be granted home. And given third is Paulino on the error. And are they giving Paulino home? Is that where he just pointed? Did the second base umpire, Shea Graham, just grant Paulino home? He did. They're going to say that when the throw went into third, that Paulino gets the base that he was going to, which would have been third, and then plus one. So two runs score on the play, and it's 4-1. So the base is empty, still nobody out, and Brainerd Bonacci, the batter, in the first pitch, breaking balls in the dirt for ball one. So it is a double for Paulino. And then the error allows both Simmons and Paulino to score. Bonacci taps the 1-0 foul, 1-1. So it's now a 4-1 game on the little league home run for Edinson Paulino. 1-1. Down and in with the cutter, 2-1. Thomas Girard loosening out in the Shorebirds bullpen. 1-1, or 2-1, beg your pardon. This is up and hot, up and in for ball three. Bonacci, an RBI single, back in the first. Switch hitter bats left, the 3-1. Fastball high, ball four. Davis walks his second of the night. And this fifth inning has not gotten off to a good start for Shane Davis. And I think it's the pitch count and his stamina, which is getting to him here, and that will be the final pitch that Shane Davis throws here tonight. 82 pitches in. He goes 4+, gets hurt by the error here in the fifth. Two errors in the frame. Romero to kick it off, and then De Leon at short on his throw to third. And Davis leaves with a man at first, and nobody out. Thomas Girard will come in from the bullpen, and we'll take a break. Back in a minute here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking
looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Still on the top of the fifth here from Purdue Stadium. Shane Davis unable to record an out here in the fifth. Doesn't get too much help from his defense either, though, as he departs the ball game with Shorebirds now trailing 4-1. Thomas Girard takes over out on the mound. Here for the Shorebirds. As Davis goes 4-plus innings, right now he's allowed 4 runs. How many of them will be earned? We're not too sure yet, as that remains to be seen with the way the rest of the inning unfolds. 2 walks, 4 strikeouts for Shane. Right now leaves on the hook for the loss. Girard takes over for him. Thomas has been a stalwart out of the bullpen for the Shorebirds this season. Haven't seen him in a while, though. Girard, undrafted free agent out of Duke back in 2020. 5'11", 195, now 23 years old, had his birthday on the road at Columbia, and then still managed to pitch the next day, despite having a very late night out. No record, 2.25 ERA, pitching in his ninth game of the season, 12 innings. He struck out 12, walked 8, 10 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned. Pitches with a man at first, and Blaze Jordan the batter. First pitch from the righty is cut on and missed, curveball down. Jordan swings through it for strike one. So it's now 4-1 Salem, 2 errors in the inning, 1 to start, allows Simmons to reach, and then the 1 on Paulino's double allows the runners to move around and plate 2 on the play on the errant throw. 0-1 misses down and away, and the count's level at 1. Jordan breaks his bat on a soft flare into left. That'll drop in front of Bologna for a base hit. Blaze Jordan with a hit in 11 straight games now. Up to second goes Panacci. And there's 2 on with still nobody out here in the fifth. Girard pitching for the first time in over a week. Pitched on the fifth at Columbia. 2 innings, 1 run, 1 hit. 2 walks, no strikeouts. Picked up a hold. In a pickle here, men at first and second, nobody out for Nico Cavadas. Girard and Cavadas, former ACC foes. First pitch, Cavadas swings and misses. Change up tailing away for strike one. Cavadas with Notre Dame, Girard with Duke. Notre Dame program, resurgent isn't the right word, but they have certainly been making some waves over the past decade plus now. 0-1, Cavadas can't connect on a changeup again, it's 0-2. As far as a more northern-based program that has consistently been in the top 25, ACC has programs like Notre Dame, Boston College, who have had some pretty solid years. 0-2. Fastball, or changeup rather, just outside, 1-2. Cavadas, an RBI single back in the first. He's 1-for-2. And at first and second, nobody out. It's now 4-1 Salem, top of the fifth. Girard with a little tongue depressor out in the mound. Picks the mud out of his spikes. Panacci at second, Jordan at first. Girard from the set. A 1-2. Slider down and in, can't get him to chase. Counts even at 2. Girard, 4-pitch mix. Fastball, changeup, curveball, slider. He said one of the big things that he's done this year is being able to diversify his repertoire, not as far as adding pitches, but the usage of them. 2-2. Change up in the dirt. Cavadas learned his lesson from his first 2 swings and misses. Lays off and the count's full. 2 runs home in the inning for Salem. It's 4-1 in the fifth. Full count on Cavadas. Girard from below the belt. The 3-2. And a curveball tapped foul, first base side. Cue the 3-2 again.
Girard in college was predominantly fastball slider. Now we've seen more of that change up to lefties, the curveball, a nice feature pitch as well. 3-2 again. Down and away, ball four. He takes the changeup. Girard loses Cavadas after being ahead in the count 0-2. And the bases are loaded with nobody out for Tyler Miller. Bonacci at third is Davis's responsibility. The runners at first and second are both on Girard. Miller is 0-2. He struck out twice. Base is loaded. Nobody out in the first pitch. He swings and taps it foul at the plate for strike one. Girard giving up an earned run during his last outing at Columbia despite getting the hold. Snapped a streak of 9 1/3 consecutive scoreless innings for Thomas. The longest of his career. One of the longest streaks the Birds have had this season. 0-1 is skied down the right field line towards foul territory. Right fielder Tavares gives it a look, but it's into the picnic deck, and a fan's able to put it away. Right in front of the picnic tables. He acts like nothing happened. Get excited. Come on. Made it look easy. Oh, and 2 the count on Miller. Middle infield at double play depth, the pitch. Breaking ball down and away, 1-2. Cruz at first plays back of the runner, third baseman Romero, even with the bag, but off the line. Miller open stance from the left side, the 1-2. Cues it off the end of the bat, foul. Off the Birds dugout, third base side. Count stays at a ball and 2 strikes. Bases juice, nobody out here in the fifth. It's 4-1 Salem already. They look to break away here at the midway point of this game. 1-2. Chopped on the ground down the first base line. Cruz stays down in it, thinks about throwing to second, now dives to the first base bag and retires Miller by a hair. A run comes in to score. Cruz able to save himself by getting the out at first, but it's now 5-1 Salem on Miller's RBI ground out. It looked like for a moment that ball was first going to sneak by Cruz as it stayed down on him. He was able to spear it, make the play, but because he pump fake the throw to second, he had to race the bag, barely beat Miller, who gets credit for the RBI though. Bonacci scores, that closes the book on Davis as far as runners on base that are his. And now it's men at second and third, and one away for Eduardo Vaughn. The first pitch swings and misses, breaking ball down and away for strike one. Rain starting to fall again here from Purdue Stadium as it had stopped for about a 15-minute stretch. Now just a little bit heavier. Nothing terrible, though. Play through it. 5-1 Salem in the fifth. They've played three. And it's second and third, one out, the 0-1. Same breaking ball. This time Vaughn lays off. And it's 1-1. For Miller, that was his 10th RBI of the season. 1-1. Vaughn takes a breaking ball that drops in belt high. Kind of got his knees buckled, a little weak. 1-2. Home. Breaking ball hit high in the air to deep left field. Baloney going back in front of the warning track, settles up and makes the grab. Tagging and coming home to score from third is Jordan. So the throw goes to third to hold Cavadas at second. Sack fly and RBI for Eduardo Vaughn. 2 away in the inning, and it's now 6-1 Salem. 4-run fifth for the Red Sox. So 2 outs, man at second for Phillip Sykes. Second straight day that the Red Sox have had a 4-run inning. Actually, the third straight game they've had a 4-run inning. 4 runs in the first on Wednesday, 4 in the third yesterday, and now 4 in the fifth. Something about those odd-numbered innings for the Red Sox this week. First pitch to Phillip Sykes. Coaxes a swing and a miss. Breaking ball down for strike one. We are at that point of the game as well with the rain here. We're envisioning that it'll probably stop sometime soon. 0-1, breaking ball in the dirt. Sykes checks his swing, and the second base umpire, Brian Law, says he, or Shea Graham, says he went around. It's 0-2. We are hoping that the rain will stop pretty shortly after this. But remember, with Salem currently leading at the moment, got to get through a complete five for this game to be official. 1-2. Slider down and away, and the count's even at 2. Sykes 0-for-1, walked in the fourth, grounded to short, back in the second. And now time called as Girard pokes the mud out of his spikes. Man at second, two outs, Birds down 6-1. It's a four-run fifth for Salem. The pitch. Breaking ball misses low. Gets behind Willems for a split second, but Cavadas stays put out at second. Sykes and Girard with a man at second, two out. Kick and the pitch. Breaking ball misses high and tight for ball three, and the count's full. On deck, Jose Garcia, who would be the ninth man to hit in the inning. Rain has lightened up again here. Everybody starts to filter back out of the concourse. 3-2. Sykes swings, foul tips it in and out of Willems' mitt, and the inning continues. Big innings of late have certainly dominated Shorebirds games as far as some of the main reasons they've been dropping some of the contests of late. 3-2. Sykes swings and misses. Breaking ball down and away. Girard able to ring him up and stop the bleeding here in the fifth. But Salem able to pot home four. And as we go to the bottom of the fifth, it's now 6-1 Red Sox here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, a discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the fifth, halfway home. Shorebirds trailing the Red Sox now 6-1. Back to work with Juan Daniel Encarnacion. Going to Isaac De Leon now with a five-run cushion. 8-9-1 due up for the Birds. Gonzalez Encarnacion, the wind in the pitch. Misses up and away for ball one, mixing up Wilkum and Gonzalez and Juan Daniel Encarnacion. Encarnacion pitching like Gonzalez did back on Tuesday morning. 1-1 to De Leon. Takes a little bit low for ball two. Four runs in the top of the fifth for Salem, extending their lead. Now 6-1. 2-1 pitch. De Leon swings and pops it up. Back behind home towards the Salem dugout. Catcher Garcia gives it a look, but it falls into the seats. And the count even at 2-2. Encarnacion has retired 6 in a row. Should be 7 after Valdez reached on an error back to start the third. But after that, 6 in a row set down. 5 by way of the strikeout. 2-2. De Leon chops it foul in the box. Stays alive. I'm getting the ball. 2-2 on its way. De Leon chops it down the third baseline. Just foul as Jordan gave it all he had. Diving into foul territory. Couldn't come up with it. Ended up not mattering. Count even at 2. De Leon, an RBI triple in last night's game, showed off power that we haven't really seen play too much in games here to begin this season. A couple of doubles was his first triple. He's got one homer. 2-2 again. He swings and fouls it back over our heads. Count stays even at 2s. And Encarnacion at 67 pitches, relatively coasting here into the fifth. Tries to become the third straight Salem starter to go 5. Break even. And De Leon swings and misses. Fastball down the chute. Can't connect. 8 strikeouts for Encarnacion here tonight. Brings up Josue Cruz. He walked his first time up. Cruz working himself back into the lineup for the first time this week. Left-handed batter, one out, nobody on. Shorebirds down 6-1. First pitch, big swing and a miss. That was a mammoth cut from Josue Cruz. 0-1. Infield plays him straight up, the 0-1. He swings and launches one high in the air to deep left center. Miller going back onto the warning track. He's able to make the catch with his heels right up against the dirt to retire Cruz, and there's two away here in the fifth. Josue put a charge into it. Just not enough here on a dreary night, humid night. And it's two away. Lineup flips the top. Now in Luis Valdez, he's 0-2, reached on an error his last time up. By the way, the 8 strikeouts for Encarnacion, now a season high. First pitch fastball to Valdez is down and in for ball one. Ties a career high, which he set last year down the FCL against the Twins. 1-0. Valdez taps it weakly on the ground to second. Gobbled up by Simmons, drops it, picks it back up, and then throws to first to get Valdez and end the inning. Birds go down 1-2-3 here in the fifth. Juan Daniel Encarnacion has retired 9 in a row, and we go to the sixth. Shorebirds down 6-1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game. Your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3100.
1112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare bone. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Top of the sixth, Shorebirds in a 6-1 hole. Thomas Girard goes back out to the mound. Phase 8-9-1 for the Red Sox. Save them with a 4-run fifth inning to bust this one open. Now a 5-run lead. Girard got all three outs in the fifth. Came on for Shane Davis after he allowed the first three to reach. Girard from the stretch with nobody on. Jose Garcia, right-handed batter in the first pitch. Slider on the outside corner for strike one. Rest of Birdland also in action tonight as the Orioles started a new series against the Detroit Tigers, 0-1. Fastball way inside, and the count's even at 1. Orioles facing former Shorebird and former O's farmhand Eduardo Rodriguez here tonight. Bird's currently being shut out by Rodriguez. 1-1 fastball on the outside corner, 1-2 to Garcia. Going to the bottom of the fifth, it's 1-0 Detroit. O's have had their chances, though. 0-5 with runners in scoring position. 1-2. Garcia swings and floats it in the air to shallow center. Second baseman Valdez out. Makes the call and the catch in shallow center to retire Garcia for the first out of the sixth. Around the rest of Birdland in the minors, it's now 6-5. Bowie leading Redding. 3 runs home in the sixth for the Fightins off of Noah DeNoyer making his double-A debut. He's gone 2 1/3, giving up a couple of runs. Gunnar Henderson walked in the first inning of that game. Now has an on-base streak that spans the season. First pitch to Carson Simmons is a breaking ball down and away for ball one. Memphis leads Norfolk 4-1. That's in the top of the sixth in Harbor Park. And Aberdeen with a 6-run first inning, beating up on Hudson Valley 8-3. The pitch, Simmons stings it into left field. On comes Baloney. He dives. It's off his glove and rolls by him. Around first, heading for second, Simmons. He's thinking three. He stops at second, though. Now turns on the Jets. Here's the throw. It is in time. Simmons' indecision costs him as the Birds able to mow him down at third for the second out here in the sixth. I don't know why, but Simmons around second stuttered his feet. Thought about it, saw the play in front of him, and then took off. If he kept his stride, he would have been in third by a step and a half, but Baloney with his second outfield assist of the week, and there's two away. So it'll be a double out at third, trying to extend it into a triple for Simmons. Top of the order now in Edinson Paulino. He takes outside for ball one. Paulino 2-for-3, halfway home to the cycle. Triple and a double. Left-handed batter, two out, nobody on. The pitch, slider's a little high for ball one. Girard from the stretch with nobody on. Paulino calm stance, the 2-0. Changeup is down and in for ball three. Rio. Fastball is low. Ball four. Girard loses Paulino on four pitches. And there's a man at first with two outs for Brandon Bonacci. Final man in the order that Girard hasn't faced yet. Plays Jordan on deck. Greeted Girard with a base hit. 6-1 Salem, top six. Red Sox trying to take the first four games of this series. Not to get too far ahead of ourselves, hopefully. First pitch to Bonacci's down on the dirt for ball one. Nice stop by Willems holds Paulino at first. But since minor league baseball shifted to the six-game series last year, Shorebirds have not been swept in a six-game set. They have dropped 5 out of 6 a couple of times this year. 1-0. Curveball in the dirt. That's six straight out of the zone for Girard. Thomas now at 38 pitches through an inning and two-thirds. Goes back to the curveball and gets a called strike. Drops in just a little below the knees. 2-1. Panacci, one of the guys who was signed around the same time as Noelbert Romero. Also out of Venezuela by Boston. 2-1. Spiked in. Willems can't block it. Gets to the backstop. Up to second goes Paulino. He thinks about three and now throws on the brakes. He'll retreat back to second on the wild pitch. Man in scoring position and two outs now for Panacci ahead in the count 3-1. So 3-1 the count, two outs, man at second, top of the sixth. 6-1 Red Sox already lead it. Kicking the pitch. Swing and a foul tip held on to by Willems. 3-2. Panacci and RBI single back in the first on a ball that's scooted by De Leon at short. And he walked and scored in fifth was the final batter that Shane Davis faced. Shane's final line, by the way, 5 runs, 4 earned. Over 4-plus innings. 3-2 pitch. Panacci late on the fastball, able to dribble it foul. Emergency hack stays alive. And we stay at 3-2. Girard crossfire set. 3-2 again. Breaking ball smacked off of Panacci's own foot. Keeps the at-bat going. Should Girard find a way to get Panacci, this will probably close the book on Girard tonight. The Shorebirds have been lengthening out their relievers a little bit more. Talked to Felipe about that earlier today. He said that's not really an objective, so to speak, that they're looking for multiple innings or whatnot. But he said it's never a bad thing when they're pitching well and keep on going. 3-2. Curveball outside, and Panacci works the walk. Back-to-back walks here with two outs in the sixth for Girard. Put two on with two out for Blaze Jordan. Yesterday we had Carson Carter go 3, Alex Pham went 3, and that really all started way back on Saturday when Daniel Lloyd went 3 innings against Columbia. 2-on-2-out for Blaze Jordan, 6-1 Sox here in the sixth. Nobody holding on the runner at second, he takes off for third, it's a called strike. Willems throws down to second to try to get the trail runner, and the ball tips off of Valdez's glove and into shallow center. Coming home to score is Paulino, and it's 7-1 Salem. Nobody was holding on Paulino at the start of that pitch. He was halfway to third by the time Girard picked up his leg. So, error allows Paulino to score. The throw to second. Now, Panacci able to swipe second on the tail end. Pitch to Jordan is swung on and fouled off of Willems' chest protector. Evens the count at 1. Third error of the game for Delmarva now. So 0-2 the count on Jordan. The first pitch of the at-bat was called a strike. Jordan 1-for-3 tonight, singled in the fifth off of Girard. Now man at second, two out. The pitch swung on and chopped softly on the ground to short. De Leon surrounds it, throws to first, and retires Jordan for the final out of the sixth. But Salem able to scratch out a run. 2 two-out walks, double steal plus an error. Push home another as we go to the bottom of the sixth. It's the Red Sox 7 and the Shorebirds 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specially altered identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Book Statues to Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Bottom of the sixth, Shorebirds now in a six-run hole. It's 7-1 Red Sox as we begin bottom of the sixth. Darryl Hernandez leads it off for the Birds against Juan Daniel Encarnacion, venturing into uncharted waters for him. His career-long outing is five innings, which he's done a couple of times since being signed by the Red Sox. But works into the sixth for the first time ever. Hernandez 0-2 against him with two strikeouts. Encarnacion with a career high tying eight here tonight. First pitch to Hernandez. Darryl swings, hits a cue ball off the end of the bat to first. Cavada's wide of the bag, takes it to the base himself. And Hernandez retired on one pitch here to begin the sixth. Brings up Noel Bert Romero, who has met the same fate as Hernandez here tonight, 0-2, two strikeouts. Romero has shown off some pretty good defensive skills at third. A couple of nice plays at the hot corner. One out, nobody on. Shorebirds down by six. Encarnacion giving up just one run over five and a third now. Two hits. First pitch. Breaking ball up and in for ball one. He's now also retired 10 in a row. Last base runner he allowed was Valdez, who reached on an error, and before that was a walk earlier in the inning. 1-0 to Noelbert. Breaking ball splits the middle for strike one. That second inning, the Birds got their only two hits of the game, double for Tavares. DeSone singled him home. And since then, basically nada. 1-1. Romero fouls it back, 1-2. Talked about it a little bit yesterday, but to brag on him again, Noelbert did his first ever full interview in English. Noelbert not completely bilingual, but comfortable enough speaking on a daily basis. 1-2. Romero swings and pops it up right to short. Bonacci, shortstop, right on the dirt, makes the catch, retires Romero for the second out of the inning. Romero as energetic and has that infectious energy. Had been wanting to try out doing an interview in English. He always jokes around with me in English. Basically anybody who will listen to him, be a real chatterbox. A big milestone for these guys to do that kind type of thing. First pitch to Isaac Bologna is down and in for ball one, and Bologna actually won up Romero today. I had Isaac go ahead and do a TV interview with Delmarva Sports Network and Corey Nido, who does the Shorebird sit-down. Bologna talked with Corey earlier today, and the interesting thing for Isaac, and I was talking to him about it, is out to the mound goes the catcher Garcia to chat with Encarnacion. Two outs here in the sixth. Birds down 7-1, is that Isaac, having grown up in the U.S. Virgin Islands, is a native English speaker, except he moved to the Dominican Republic at a pretty young age when he wasn't actually fully fluent in English yet. So there's quite a few words he still doesn't know, having accumulated a knowledge of English that basically stopped when he was in third grade. 1-0 is a fastball at the knees, 1-1. Poloni 0-2 here tonight. So he said he's not exactly completely fluent in either Spanish or English, although he understands both. It's a weird conundrum. 1-1.
Maloney rips it on the ground to first on one hop, speared by Cavada's back of the bag, though, and he takes it to the base to retire Maloney on a hot smash to end the inning. Juan Daniel Encarnacion, a career-high six innings here tonight, and we're on to the seventh. Daniel Lloyd will be on the mound for the Birds when we return. Birds trail 7-1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com Fan Zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a video of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend of July where the baseball world revolves around a village of upstate New York. Baseball Holiday Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today, July 22nd through 25th, for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cobb, Manny Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Top of the seventh, Shorebirds trailing the Red Sox 7-1. Sam Jelinek with you, and we've got a TechNet call the bullpen to tell you about as Daniel Lloyd replaces Thomas Girard here to begin the seventh. Girard goes two innings, gives up two runs, one earned, two hits, three walks, one strikeout. Lloyd takes over. We'll presumably try to go to the final three here tonight. Nico Cavadas leads it off, 4, 5, and 6 for Salem. First pitch from Lloyd's, a fastball that tails just outside for ball one. Lloyd, right-handed pitcher, 6'3", 232. 14th round pick of the O's last year out of South Carolina. No record, but a 1.80 ERA in the season in 8 games. 1-0. Slider on the inside corner, 1-1. One save and one opportunity, 15 innings. 15 strikeouts, 6 walks, 10 hits, 5 runs, 3 earned. Opponents hitting just 189 against him. 1-1. Breaking ball looped in the air to shallow left. Maloney coming on towards the line. Full speed ahead, makes the catch. Just in fair territory as he tracks it down for the first out of the seventh. Last time out for Lloyd was probably, it's weird to say this, his worst outing of the season. Ended up giving up 4 runs, 2 earned on 3 hits, 1 walk, 1 strikeout. But picked up the save over 3 innings at Columbia last Saturday. Most runs that he's given up in a single outing this season. Prior to that, he'd given up just one. Here's Tyler Miller. He's 0-for-3 with an RBI ground out. He swings and misses through the first pitch fastball for strike one. Lloyd, 4-pitch mix, fastball, cutter, slurve. He calls it a slider sometimes, and splitter. From the stretch with nobody on, Miller open stance, the 0-1. Fastball at 93, bottom of the zone, it's 0-2. Lloyd was another guy that we had chat with Delmarva Sports Network's Corey Nido on the Shorebird sit-down earlier today. I'll be able to watch that over the next couple of weeks. 0-2 is fouled back. Miller stays alive. And learned a lot about Mr. Daniel Lloyd during that interview. And one thing I'll spoil, credit to Corey for poking this out during the interview. But for those unaware, Lloyd, when he was in college, played summer college ball with the Savannah Bananas. And Bananas are obviously viral and famous now, 0-2. It's down and away, 1-2. But they got their start as a summer college ball team, which still plays nowadays. Now they're doing the Harlem Globetrotters thing and touring the country with their banana ball. But Lloyd was a part of that when it first kind of kicked up back in 2019 was when Lloyd was there, 1-2. Miller swings and chops it on the ground to second. Valdez a step to his right, picks it up, throws to first, and retires Miller. 2 away here in the seventh. And if you don't know about what it is the Bananas do, is basically they try to do everything in their power to make baseball fun. Antics, music, dancing, the whole nine yards. Now, their banana ball thing that they tour the country with is a unique brand of baseball, which is supposed to be more fast-paced, a bit more fun. It's Harlem Globetrotter-style baseball. But they still have a summer college ball team, which is real competitive baseball, with talent like Daniel Lloyd on the roster. First pitch to Eduardo Vaughn's a fastball down the middle for strike one. Two out, nobody on. Vaughn the batter. Bird's down 7-1 in the seventh, and Lloyd said after the first day that he was there when they were kind of doing all this wacky stuff, he actually called up his coach. 0-1. Vaughn swings and pops it up. Foul ground first base side. Willems off with the mask. Gets caught off by the first baseman Cruz, who comes crashing in to make the catch and end the inning. But Lloyd said that he didn't want to stay, but it turned out to be the best possible thing for him in his career. We'll tell you about how that came to be the next time he's out on the mound. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Time to stretch. Shorebirds down 7-1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzz.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hope you had a good stretch. Shorebirds trailing the Red Sox 7-1 as we go to the bottom of the seventh. Sam Jelinek with you. And a new arm out on the mound for the Salem Red Sox on this TechNet call to the bullpen, Maceo Campbell. Brady on the bump, fires outside to Tavares to begin the seventh. 1-0. Places Juan Daniel Encarnacion, who was simply stellar tonight. Six innings of one-run ball. Gave up just two hits, one walk. Tied a career high with eight strikeouts. 1-0 is down and away for ball two. And he retired the final 12 that he faced. Crowd trying to breathe some life back in this Birds offense, which has been dormant all week long. The 2-0, Tavares, it's a hot smash to short, nice backhand pick. Bonacci down on the knee, gets up, throws to first, retires Tavares for the first out of the inning. That ground ball nearly crawled up Bonacci's arm. Able to stay with it, though. Knew he had some time with Tavares running. And there's one away. Brings up Michel Desone. Tavares and Desone responsible for the only hits for Delmarva tonight. Tavares doubled, one out in the second. Desone singled him home. It's 1-for-2. First pitch. Fastball just outside for ball one. Campbell, an undrafted free agent out of Longwood. 22 years old. 6'1", 215. Pitching in his eighth game this year. From the stretch with nobody on. Set in front of his face, the pitch. Fastball runs in at 94 for ball two. Campbell 2-1 with a 3.14 ERA. 14 and a third innings. 13 strikeouts, 9 walks. 13 hits, 6 runs, 5 earned. He's given up 2 homers. 2-0. Desone takes up and in for ball three. Pitch. Desone takes. Fastball letter high for a called strike. Shortbirds down 7-1. Trail 2-0 after 1. 2-1 after 2. Red Sox have scored 5 unanswered since. 4 in the 5th. 1 in the 6th. Third straight game. four-run inning for the Red Sox. 3-1's down and away for ball four. Taysone draws the walk. And he's aboard at first with one away for Creed Willems. Willems 0 for 2. He's popped out to second twice. Deep breath before he gets into the box. Rocking no batting gloves again. He had them on Tuesday. He said that was just a function of how bad the weather was that day with the wind. A little bit cold as well. Now on a bit more of a balmy night. Rocks on natural. Taysone at first, one out. Here's the pitch. Willems takes down and in for ball one. Middle infield at double play depth. The pitch. Spiked in off the catcher Garcia and to his right. Up to second goes Taysone on the wild pitch. Two and zero on Willems. Taysone now out at second. Campbell gives him a look. Now the pitch, and Willems a high chopper foul down the first base side. 2-1. Shorebirds just trying to find a spark here late. Obviously, with their offensive woes in the season, they haven't had too many late game comebacks. Opening night, they did. They trailed 5-1 in the seventh, came back to beat Fredericksburg 9-6. Since then, not too much late inning magic. 2-1. Willems takes in the dirt. 3-1. And with their schneid here this week, Delmarva has seen basically most of their offensive stats plummet to league worst. They are dead last in the league average-wise, hitting even 200 as a team. And they've scored the fewest runs at 111 coming into tonight. Obviously with just two hits as Willems smacks the 3-1 into right, but coming over to grab it, the right fielder Sykes. For the second out of the inning, Willems barreled it up. But Sykes, a good read, able to reel it in. There's two away. Shorebirds now is a team hitting below 200. There are quite a few teams at the start of the year who were under that mark. Myrtle Beach, surprisingly, being one of them. They've all since gotten hot. Two outs, a man at second for Isaac De Leon. Shorebirds down by six here in the seventh. Right on right matchup. Campbell the high set, now the pitch. Fastball rushes up there outside for ball one. De Leon 0 for 2, he's flat out to right and struck out swinging. Fastball finds the zone outside corner, 1-1. Taysone not being held on out at second. Outfield straight up, infield straight up as well. 1-1. Fastball spiked in. Nice backhand pick by Garcia. 2-1. I swear we haven't seen anything other than the fastball from Campbell here in the inning. Don't think we've seen a breaking ball yet. De Leon slightly open stance. Picks his heel up off the ground. Goes with a little toe tap to leg kick. 2-1. It's down and away for ball three. So hitters count for De Leon. He tripled in last night's game. 3-1. He takes inside ball four. That's his now team-leading 23rd walk. Puts two on with two out for Josue Cruz. Cruz with a fly out to deep left field his last time up. He's 0 for 1. First action for him on the week. Cruz now hitting 137 on the season, a 451 OPS, driven in 8. The pitch. Fastball brushes the outside corner for strike one. Seven runs, seven hits, one error for Salem. One run, two hits, three errors for the Shorebirds. Oh, 1. Cruz takes. Breaking ball off the inside corner. There's the first breaker we've seen from Campbell. That was a good tight slider. Almost had the edge. Counts even at 1. The pitch. Cruz takes. Fastball just a little bit low off the inside edge. 2-1. Birds making Campbell work. Up to 21 pitches out of the pen here in the inning. Couple looks back to second. Now the pitch. And Cruz fouls it back. Caught off a good swing. Couldn't square it up though. And the count's even at 2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Two on. Birds down by 6 here in the 7th. The pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. Gets away from Garcia. He has no clue where it is as it bounds up the third base line. And the pitcher pitcher Campbell comes in to grab it. Runners take 90 feet on the wild pitch. So a base hit could get the Birds back into slam distance again. Make things kind of interesting down the stretch. Counts full on Cruz. Then it's second and third, two outs. The payoff pitch, and Cruz takes up and away, ball 4. Second walk for Josue on the night. Third walk the inning for Campbell, and the bases are loaded with two out for Luis Valdez. And before he hits, pitching coach Nick Green will go out to make a visit. He hasn't had to be out at all so far in this game with how much Encarnacion Cruz. So trying to get his steps in here late. Chats with Campbell. Valdez 0-for-3 here tonight. Had his first hit of the series in last night's game. So he was coming off a series at Columbia where he was 7-for-21. Road trip where he hit over 300 as well. Valdez now just 1-for-16 here on the week. Arm loosening out in the Salem bullpen. Kind of looks like Jacob Webb. Starting to throw out there. First pitch to Valdez. Breaking ball down and away for ball 1. I'd be almost a little surprised to see Webb in this game. He's basically their late fireman closer type of deal. It's a 6-run game. Only in the 7th, Webb picked up the save back on Tuesday. 1-0. Valdez, a chopper down the first baseline, picked up by Cavadas behind the bag, and he takes it to the base himself to retire Valdez and end the inning. Campbell walks 3, but strands them all there here to end the 7th. We're on to the 8th. Red Sox lead 7-1 here in the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you. Or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Top of the eighth, Shorebirds in a 7-1 hole here against Salem Red Sox. Salem looking to win their fourth straight here to open the series right now with a six-run cushion. Daniel Lloyd pitched a 1-2-3 seventh, comes back on out for the eighth, and allows us to continue his saga through Banana Lands with the Savannah Bananas. It was actually after his freshman year of college. Lloyd, as we were saying, after the first day when he was with the Bananas and they were having him do all that wacky and fun stuff, well, apparently didn't take too well to it. First pitch to Phillip Sykes. He swings and sends his bat into the backstop as he loses the handle on it for strike one. That's the second time in this series that Salem's done that. Nico Cavadas launched his bat into the seats. Might have even been last night. About 20 rows deep on the right field side. This time Sykes, and surprisingly, he doesn't go and get some more pine tar. He just steps back in. But Sykes, 0-for-2 tonight, right-handed batter, leads off the 8th. 7-1 Salem. The 0-1. Cutter on the outside corner, 0-2. But anyways, Lloyd, after that first day with the Bananas, just felt like it wasn't for him. His coach talked him off the ledge, though, and he stayed with the Bananas. And Lloyd said that it might have been the best thing for his career. 0-2, fastball down the middle. Sykes knew it. Lloyd sets him down, looking on three pitches here to open the 8th. One away. As Lloyd said, going into college, he was a perfectionist. He was very wound up as a freshman, felt a lot of pressure to try to be constantly perfect, and cared very deeply about everything that he did on the mound. Said he would not quite be a hothead, but very emotional out on the bump, let things get to him. First pitch to Jose Garcia is down and away for ball one. And he said going and pitching for the Bananas really opened him up, showed him how to have fun again playing baseball at a very high level, that it is a game. It can be fun. 1-0. Garcia swings and floats it to shallow center, racing in DeZone. He dives, it gets by him, and it'll trickle into center. Garcia races up to second, and he'll stop there with a two-base hit. DeZone gave it his all. But for the second time here in the game, he lays out on a blooper into center, can't reel it in. And it's a double for Garcia. He's 1-for-4. 7-1 Red Sox, top 8. Now a man in scoring position for Carson Simmons, who had the same thing happen to him his last time up. Now 2-for-3. Lined ball off of a diving baloney in left. Tried to extend it into a triple and got thrown out. But Lloyd said that summer with Savannah really opened his eyes again to enjoying this game, and that he can be an even better player when he is enjoying the game. Which made me think a lot. Lloyd is one of the most easygoing, carefree guys down in the bullpen, likes to have fun. The entire bullpen does. Trying to think of Daniel Lloyd in any other sense but that is a very funny thought exercise. First pitch to Simmons, fastball inside corner for strike one. And he said it allowed him to just relax out there and enjoy a great game of baseball. Simmons, right-handed batter, the pitch. Swings and fouls it back. 0-2. Top of the order, Edinson Paulino on deck. It's 7-1 Salem in the eighth. Man at second, one out. And you'll see it once Corey Nido's piece airs on Delmarva Sports Network. There is a phenomenal video that Lloyd offered up himself. We didn't have to go digging for it, so credit to him. 0-2. Fastball just a little high, 1-2. Where Lloyd, one of the things that Bananas do is supreme between innings entertainment, and they involve the players a lot. Well, Lloyd was a part of that late in the game, and he said not once, but multiple times, he got up on the dugout. 1-2, breaking ball a little low. Simmons checks his swing, appeal out to second, and no swing, says Shea Graham, counts even at 2. But multiple times, late in the game, he'd get up on the dugout, pour water all over himself, take off his shirt, and go nuts. 2-2. Fastball outside corner, called strike three. Simmons not a fan of the call. Rung up looking, and Lloyd's got two out here in the eighth. Garcia still out at second. And the video that Lloyd sent us of him doing it, he's actually wearing a kilt. It's one of the Bananas. One of the Banana traditions is they play a game every summer with the players wearing kilts. And, well, I now have a video of Daniel Lloyd So the first pitch to Edinson Paulino is flared down the left field line. That'll slice foul for strike one and out. And I'm in possession of a video of Daniel Lloyd on top of a minor league baseball dugout dousing himself in water while wearing a kilt. Which is, I don't know how I feel about it, but it's a thing. Paulino, a couple of hits tonight, 2 for 3, a double, a triple, 3 runs scored. Lloyd steps off. Man at second, 2 outs, it's 7-1, Salem top of the eighth, the pitch. Paulino swings and misses, that was the cutter down and in, 0-2. Paulino from the right side, Lloyd readies up just above the belt, the pitch. Paulino tries to check his swing, back foot cutter, he lays off though. Second base umpire says he held up in time, 1-2. Paulino swings and fouls it back out of play. And we stay with the count, ball and 2 strikes. Swing and a miss. Got him with the slurve. Daniel Lloyd with 3 strikeouts here in the eighth posts his second scoreless inning of the contest. We'll go to the bottom of the eighth. Shorebirds trail 7-1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Bottom of the eighth, Shorebirds still in a 7-1 hole here against the Red Sox. Sam Jelinek with you. Darryl Hernandez steps to the plate to face Johnny Felix. On out of the bullpen on this tech net, called the pen. Replaces Maceo Campbell, who goes a scoreless seventh, walks 3, doesn't strike out anybody, doesn't allow a run, no hits. First pitch from Felix to Hernandez is in for a called strike. Felix making his 9th appearance of the season, 6 feet tall, 180 pounds. Works in the full wind with nobody on. 0-1. Hernandez swings and misses, late on 95, it's 0-2. Felix, no record, in 8.38 ERA, 9 2/3 innings. 14 strikeouts, but 16 walks. 0-2. Fastball called strike 3. Outside corner gets Hernandez looking at 95. 3 straight heaters from Felix to open the 8th. And there's one away. Hernandez falls to 0-4. Brings up Noelbert Romero, who's 0-3. Felix has allowed just 4 hits. 10 runs, 9 earned. Felix actually, throughout high school and into college, first pitch to Romero. Fastball outer half for strike 1, this time at 96. Felix was actually a shortstop. He was born in the Dominican Republic, moved up to Massachusetts during high school. 0-1. Romero swings and scalds it on the ground to second, but Simmons, a shuffle step to his right, gobbles it up and throws to first. Retire Romero, and there's two away here in the eighth. So Felix actually went to high school up in Massachusetts outside the Boston area. During his childhood, he said he was a pitcher, but then basically stopped pitching until he got to college. He played primarily shortstop, but the Bo Sox signed him as a pitcher. First pitch to Isaac Bologna is a fastball outside for ball one. Two outs, nobody on. Shorebirds down 7-1 here in the eighth. Bologna, switch hitter, bats left. He's 0 for 3. Felix, the windup and the 1-0. Bologna swings and misses. Can't connect on the heater, 1-1. Felix was a very good shortstop. Played junior college for Western Oklahoma State. Might have heard of that school as 1-1. Bologna swings and misses at the breaking ball, 1-2. Fredericksburg Nationals had quite a few players out of Western Oklahoma State in Altus. Guys like Junior Martina, 1-2, down and away, 2-2. But Felix, signed as an undrafted free agent by Boston, was drafted in the 21st round back in 2019 by Miami. Didn't sign. 2-2. Bologna stings it in the air to center. Vaughn freezes, now races back, still going back, and makes the over-the-shoulder grab to retire Bologna. And end the inning, Vaughn makes it look easy, like he's running a fade route towards the back of the end zone, reels it in. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Johnny Felix out of the pen. We go in the ninth. Shorebirds trail 7-1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. For even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes, head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Band Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Top of the ninth, Shorebirds down 7-1 here against the Salem Red Sox. Daniel Loy trying to make it three shutout innings out of the bullpen as part of the order due up 2, 3, and 4. Brandon Bonacci leads it off. 1-for-2 with an RBI single in the first. He's walked twice since and added a stolen base. Switch hitter bats from the left side. Missed, starting to hang in the air here from Purdue Stadium. First pitch misses down and in for ball one. Speaking of missed, Brooklyn actually last night had to postpone their game due to fog. They play on Coney Island, so right near the harbor. And evidently it was too thick a fog to play through. 1-0, Bonacci, a screamer of a grounder into left field, a base hit. Finds the 5.5 hole perfectly. Base hit off of Lloyd here to begin the ninth. Bonacci, a two-hit game. He's 2-for-3. Ninth hit of the game for Salem. Trying to go back-to-back games with double digit. Brings up Blaze Jordan, 1-for-4. His single in the fifth. Pushed his hitting streak to 11 in a row. Right-handed batter, middle infield at double play depth. Lloyd the set and the pitch. hit high in the air to deep left field. Baloney going back onto the warning track. He tries to settle up, and he never found the ball. It drops in on the warning track. He picks it up. Now racing for third. Here comes Bonacci, and he's in standing with what will probably be a double for Blaze Jordan. I'm not sure if Baloney lost it up in the lights, if he just tracked it wrong, or if it got knocked around by the wind and the jet stream. I don't know. But it's a two-base hit for Blaze Jordan. And the first two are on here to begin the ninth. Man at second and third for Nico Gavadis. Not much Bonacci could do either. It looked like Baloney had it lined up and then lost it at the last moment. So he's only able to get to third. Infield, middle infield plays back for the Birds. Corners relatively in. First pitch to Gavadis is a fastball, letter high for a called strike. And that's one of those errors for the Shorebirds here this week that doesn't go up on the board as an error. Make a little mental note of it. 0-1. Gavadis, a chopper towards second, coming home from third to score. Bonacci, as Valdez throws to first to retire Gavadis. It's now 8-1 Salem on the RBI ground up for Gavadis, his second RBI of the night. Jordan goes to third, Bonacci scores. And now with one away, that brings up Tyler Miller. Jordan got a very late jump from third there. Valdez actually thought about throwing home, but I think in this kind of game, was better suited just to get the out at this point. Miller, the batter, he's 0 for 4 with an RBI ground out. Swings at the first pitch and fouls it back and out of play for strike one. Corners again play in for Delmarva. Middle infield about halfway. 0-1. Miller swings and misses. Hard cutter on the outside corner, 0-2. And Miller, did that nick him? No, apparently it didn't. Sounded like maybe it got off the leg strip of his jersey on the way by. 1-2. Jordan at third, one out here in the ninth. It's 8-1 Salem. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Gets away from Willems up the third baseline. Creed retrieves it and puts it in his back pocket. Would have been a bang-bang play at first. Liked it just to hold on to it. So a drop third strike, wild pitch. Miller able to reach. That's Lloyd's fourth strikeout of the night. Brings up Eduardo Vaughn with now runners at the corners. And still one out. 8-1 Salem, top nine. Cruz does not hold on the runner at first. Vaughn 0 for 3, the sack fly in the fifth. And out to the mound goes the catcher Creed Willems to chat with Lloyd. And in huge news from Detroit, Denji Reyes has just made his major league debut. He's on pitching the bottom of the seventh against the Detroit Tigers. We talked about Denji during the pregame interview with Birds manager Felipe Rojas Jr. But Denji just got his first out, got Derek Hill to fly out to right. And I cannot tell you how happy, A, that makes me, and B, the entire pitching staff of the Shorebirds, who learned so much from him. First pitch to Vaughn, breaking ball in the inside corner for strike one. Like Felipe said during the interview, Denji just 25, but he's basically a baseball lifer. He's been in the game 7-plus years. And the amount of knowledge he imparted in a week-long stay, 0-1, this is outside to Vaughn 1-1, it's simply hard to describe. And Denji just got his first major league strikeout. Punched out Robbie Grossman, saved that baseball. And it's not like Denji had to do what he did. 1-1. Vaughn pops it in the air. Shallow right. Tavares, the right fielder, over towards the alley. Nearly slips and falls, but keeps his footing, makes the catch. Tagging, coming home from third as Jordan Cruz cut off the throw. This otherwise looked like it might have been a bang-bang play at the plate. But instead, sack fly and RBI, the second of the night for Vaughn, and it's 9-1. Miller stays put at first. Shorebirds down by 8 here in the ninth now. But Denji, it's hard to call him a veteran given that he's only 25, but the amount of experience he's already had put it upon himself. First pitch to Phillip Sykes, misses outside for ball one. Put it upon himself to make sure he showed all the guys in the bullpen and the pitching staff the right way to go about things, just how to act on a road trip. It was everybody's first time on a road trip this season, and he showed them how to do it. 1-0. Sykes slices it out of play down the right field line. 1-1. And he did it without anybody asking him to. I think he might have just ended up seeing a lot of himself in a lot of the guys that were on the staff for the Birds at the time, particularly Moises Chassé. Followed him around like a little puppy dog. As time called, a baseball from the Salem bullpen has gotten into right field. It was one of the coolest things in the world to see. Just the, he could tell that Chassé was following him around and knew to put on a good example and make sure that he learned something. 1-1. Breaking ball on the inside corner. 1-2. And bad news, unfortunately, Denji has just given up a solo homer to Javi Baez. Guess that's not the worst guy to give up a home run to. 1-2. Fastball misses outside, 2-2. With Denji's debut, that actually makes him the 123rd Shorebird to make it to the show. 9-1 Red Sox, top of the ninth. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. And at first, here's the pitch. And Sykes swings and misses on the slurve, down and away. Willems blocks it, throws to first to complete the strikeout. And the inning is over. Daniel Lloyd with 5 strikeouts in 3 innings. But gives up 2 here in the ninth, and we go to the bottom of the ninth. Shorebird need 8 to tie, 9 to win it. They trail 9-1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to the Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away, for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With 3 different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Bottom of the ninth. Shorebirds trail 9-1 here against the Salem Red Sox. New arm on the mound to tell you about is Blake Loubier. On this tech net called the bullpen, he replaces Johnny Felix, who throws a 1-2-3-8, strikes out a batter, and departs this game with Salem handily in front by 8. So Loubier, tasked with the final 3 outs, has 5, 6, and 7 due up, making his 10th appearance of the season. Loubier, a 13th round pick. Back in 2019 to the Red Sox, his first pitch to Davis Tavares is fouled back and out of play. For strike one, Davis 1-for-3, a double in the second, one of just 2 hits tonight for the Shorebirds. Deson on deck has the other. It was an RBI single that scored the game's only run for Delmarva. Loubier, 6'5", 189, right-handed pitcher. Full windup is offering, is down and away for ball one. Loubier, no record, a 7.88 ERA. 16 innings, has struck out 12 and walked 12. 1-1. Fastball roped on the ground to short and by the dive of Bonacci and on into left field, a base hit. Ball was smoked by Tavares. He has himself a multi-hit game. Now 2-for-4. One hop smash. Brings up Michael Deson. Deson, one for two. RBI single back in the second. Also swiped to base. Tavares will play back of Tavares at first. 9-1 Salem, bottom of the ninth. Here's the pitch. And Deson takes high at 91 for ball one. Last year, Loubier spent the entire year down in the FCL, pitched in 8 games, had a 9 ERA, 14 innings, 14 runs, 16 strikeouts, 7 walks. 1-0. Fastball down the middle, 1-1. Loubier dangles the ball in his right hand. Now comes the letter high set. Down to the belt, the 1-1. Same fastball, same result. It's 1-2. Deson swings and fouls it back to the top of the net. Stays alive at 1-2. Loubier, a high school pick out of Oviedo High School down in Florida. Went through a pretty wild progression during his senior year of high school. Wasn't really on too many draft boards until his first start of his senior year. 1-2. Spiked breaking ball. Nice block by Garcia. Holds Tavares at first. Loubier was going up against Windermere starter Bryce Hubbard, who had attracted a lot of scouts to the game, and Loubier's team was at home, so he was the first on the mound. He had been committed to Columbia at that point, so it was obviously a good talent. But Ivy League's a far cry from being drafted. Loubier got on the mound, and all the scouts there had their radar guns out, so they figured, why not see what he's got? 2-2. Deson smacks it out of play, right field side. The count stays even. And Loubier ended up absolutely wowing the scouts. Throwing 94-95. Attracted a lot of attention. Went from being committed to Columbia to committed to then Wake Forest. And then after that, finally drafted by Boston in the 13th round in 2019, where he signed for about $500,000 over slot. Red Sox loved what they saw. 2-2. Deson, a cue ball off the end of the bat to his right. Cavadas, the first baseman, fields and flips to Loubier covering at the bag to retire Deson. Up to second goes Tavares on the putout at first, and there's one away here in the ninth. Brings up the catcher, Creed Willems. And umpire asking for the clock to be reset there. For a moment, wasn't quite sure what he was trying to indicate. Got scared for a second, and maybe he was saying where you gotta put the tarp on. First pitch to Creed Willems is down and in for ball one. It's not really raining too hard right now. The mist is just hanging in the air. It's basically been that way the past couple innings, but it's drifting as far low, close to the field as we've seen all night. 1-0 to Willems. Takes in the dirt, blocked by Garcia for ball two. Nine-one Red Sox, last in the ninth. Salem on the verge of picking up four straight wins to open the series. 2-0. Creed swings and chops it into the ground. First base side, second baseman Simmons comes in, grabs it and flips it underhand to Cavadas at first to retire Willems, who falls to 0 for 4. Tavares goes to third and there's two away. Final hope of the game for the Birds is Isaac De Leon. Shorebirds on the verge of being held to one run for the second straight night. They've been held to one or fewer, potentially now in 3 out of 4 games. Pitch home. De Leon swings and fouls it back. 0-1. And good news, by the way, Javi Baez's homer has been wiped off the board. They went to review and ruled it a foul ball. Anthony Santander has just homered. 0-1 fastball, little low, 1-1. O's now trail 4-2. The O's can take the lead. Denji would be in line for his first win in his major league career. First outing, too. Not too shabby. 1-1 on De Leon. Kick and the pitch. Loubier fires a breaking ball down and away for ball two. Santander actually going back-to-back with Trey Mancini. Salem on top, the pitch. De Leon pops it in the air down the right field line. Long run for Sykes towards the line. It drops in fair and gets by Sykes into the bullpen. De Leon around first, and he's into second with a stand-up double. It's a perfectly placed chip shot down the right field line. Dropped it in front of Sykes. De Leon, a two-piece hit, drives in a run, and it's 9-2 here in the ninth. Well, never say die, I suppose. 7-run deficit now for the Shorebirds. That brings up Josue Cruz. 0-for-1, he's walked twice. De Leon at second, the pitch. Pass ball up and away for ball one. Cruz takes up and away for ball two. The 2-0. Cruz, a massive swing and a miss, loses his helmet. 2-1. De Leon at second, two outs. It's 9-2 Salem, last of the ninth. The pitch. Cruz takes. Fastball on the inside corner, 2-2. Red Sox strike away from taking the first four to open this series and getting a very early series win. Loubier leans in for the sign. Now comes to the set at the belt. Looks to second. One more look. Now is 2-2. And Cruz takes a called strike three. Fastball inside corner, and the ball game is over. Salem wins their fourth straight against the Shorebirds. They've taken the series already as Delmarva falls here on Friday night by a final score of 9-2. We'll go ahead, take a break, and on the other side, hit you with the Delmarva Shorebirds postgame show. Your final score here on Friday night from Purdue Stadium, it's the Salem Red Sox 9 and the Delmarva Shorebirds 2. Back with the pregame show on the other side of this break, this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Welcome back to Purdue Stadium here for the Delmarva Shorebirds post-game show. Sam Zelnick with you to walk you through this one here tonight as the Shorebirds fall for the fourth straight night, fifth time overall, to the Salem Red Sox 9-2. Shorebirds fell behind the eight ball early, never really recovered as the offense, again, just not providing enough here tonight to keep the Shorebirds in ball games as they fall here tonight. Final score is Salem 9, Delmarva 2, a 7-run loss for the Shorebirds as they've progressed backwards as the series has gone on. A couple of 1-run losses, lost last night by 4, and tonight here by 7. So how'd this one shake out? Well, we started with Shane Davis on the mound, and after he had basically allowed just 2 earned runs over his past 16 innings, he gave up 2 in the first. Edinson Paulino tripled to start off the game. Line drive to center, Michael Desson dove, couldn't reel it in. Brainerd Bonacci then a single up the middle on a ball that kicked off the lip of the grass, stayed down low, zoomed off the carpet, caught by De Leon at short, RBI knock. Nico Cavanis then drove in Bonacci after advanced to second on a ground down. So 2-0 after one. Shorebirds cut it to 2-1 in the third, or in the second, beg your pardon. One out. Davis Tavares ripped a double over the head of Tyler Miller and left. Michael Desson then dunked in a single to right center to drive him in. We stayed at 2-1 all the way until the fifth, and that was the big breaking point in this game as Salem exploded for 4 runs. Shane Davis working past the 80-pitch mark for the first time this season. Didn't record an out in the frame. Wasn't helped by his defense too much. An error started the inning. Edinson Paulino then doubled. Throw over to third. Went by Romero and on a dugout for an E6. Allowed both runners on base to score and make it 4-1. Davis then walked. Bonacci was lifted for Thomas Girard. That was followed by a single and a walk to loop bases. Tyler Miller, an RBI ground out. Eduardo Vaughn, a sacrifice fly. And before you knew it, it was a 4-run inning and a 6-1 Salem lead. Red Sox then tacked on 2 more in the 9th. Again, more productive outs. RBI ground out for Nico Cavadas. Sack fly for Eduardo Vaughn again. 9-1 as we went to the bottom of the 9th. Shorebirds got a consolation run. Isaac De Leon blooped a double down the right field line to drive home Davis Tavares. Josue Cruz, though, struck out looking against Blake Lubier to end the ball game, with your final score being 9-2. Final line score in this one for Salem, 9 runs, 10 hits, 1 error, they strand 7. Delmarva, 2 runs, 4 hits, 3 errors, they strand 7 as well. Juan Daniel Encarnacion gets the win. He improves to 2-3. He was just very good here tonight. 6 innings, 1 run baseball, 2 hits, 1 walk, a career-high 8 strikeouts, career-long 6 innings. He retired the final 12 that he faced. Shane Davis takes the loss. He falls to 1-3. Shane goes 4-plus innings, allows 5 runs, 4 earned on 5 hits, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. No save required. Started at 7:07, finished at 9:42. Time of game, 2 hours, 35 minutes in front of 2002 here on Star Wars Night, Friday the 13th. Here in May. Let's go ahead and get you a look at the scores that you care about. First, Birdland Aberdeen. 22 wins on the season now. So they defeat Hudson Valley 8-3, the final score from Wappinger Falls. John Rhodes and T.T. Bowens each homer. Memphis and Norfolk currently in the bottom of the 9th. Tides trail it 4-1, with Robert Neustrom leading it off in the last of the 9th. Bowie and Redding, extra innings, tied at 9. Both teams put up a run in the 10th, so they're on to the 11th, and the Big Leagues trail it 4-2, but they're threatening. Men at first and second, one out for Robinson Chirinos. with Denji Reyes still on the hill. Remember that, folks. He could get his first major league win if the O's come back to take the lead, and hopefully they do. Carolina League scores in extras. Lynchburg, a 6-4 win over Down East. That took 10. Charleston, a 4-1 win over Myrtle Beach as that series keeps on going back and forth. Charleston now at 21-10, a game up on the Myrtle Beach Pelicans at the top of the Southern Division. Kannapolis defeats Fredericksburg 5-2. Fred Nats scuffling here at home past couple of games. Carolina and Fayetteville dealt with delays. They're currently just in the top of the fifth, all tied at 1. Columbia and Augusta, top 8. Green Jackets leading the Fireflies 5-2. And of course, here from Purdue Stadium, Salem, a 9-2 win over Delmarva. With the win, Salem improves to 16-15 on the season. They are now 10-6 on the road, and they have won 5 in a row as well. Shorebirds, they fall to 9-22, a season worst, 13 games under 500. They are now 2-11 at home. They have now lost 9 in a row here at home and 5 in a row overall. With that, let's go ahead and take a look to tomorrow as the Birds will try to get off the schneid when they send Daniel Fetterman to the mound here on Saturday night. 7:05 first pitch, pregame show 6:50 for you. Fetterman 0-4 with an 8.41 ERA, matches up against Tyler Uberstein, who is 2-0 with a 2.45 ERA here to begin this season. Again, first pitch, 7:05, pregame show. We'll chat with you at 6:50. That'll wrap it up for the post-game show and the broadcast here tonight. As always, a big thank you from me to you for tuning in for tonight's ball game. Big thanks to everybody who here at the ballpark helps us put on this show that we call Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball. And until tomorrow at 6:50, when we'll talk to you for the pregame show, your final score one more time here on Friday night. It's Salem 9 and Delmarva 2. Shorebirds drop their fifth in a row. Till tomorrow at 6:50, we'll talk to you then. I've been Sam Jelinek, and this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.